You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Monster Voice from... Shut up, Lewis! Shut up, Lewis! September 6th through the 9th, Bobby Kelly's going to be at Side Splitters, Tampa. Good strip clubs. That's what I've heard. This is what I've heard. And then Wes Nyack at Levity Live, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm going to be there opening for Bobby, so you should come. Get a little double dip. Shut up, Lewis. And then he's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, starting September 20th through the 23rd. So go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Who did that?
That was me.
Very creepy.
It's like Marlon Brando looking over your shoulder.
And that bandana. Can we please pass
there
it to
Kelly
to start off
the
fucking show?
Wow.
We're here with You Know What, so, Dude.
It should start in the middle anyways. I don't know why it started on my
mind. It should always start with Kelly. Just because she's a woman.
Oh,
and hey. Women ain't funny.
Because
Laugh Button Live wrote that. No, I'm joking.
Women ain't funny.
Robert.
I'm kidding. You're very funny.
You didn't have to say that.
We should do a whole show where we just act like stupid zoo. Yeah, you're very funny looking. Wonka, wonka, wonka.
You gotta be really big in the waist.
Boing.
You can only, your mother's so small, can only suck baby dicks.
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry.
Is that bandana wearing?
Not too far.
Wait, can I suck baby dicks?
No.
You could.
Can we
That's
do
how
a little
dick you can suck.
Wait a minute, stop. Wait, Joe, no.
You got a little mouth.
Can we stop this?
By the way, can we stop this? I'm getting on Twitter. Somehow I'm going from the truth to tiny mouth, and I'm fucking beside myself about it.
You really did go like, you went from the coolest nickname to the fucking worst.
Literally the coolest nickname you can have. Like, that's right, motherfucker. Now I'm fucking bad teeth douche.
Tyler Norcal called you tiny mouth.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And he loves it.
If
too.
I got monster right. voice, you got tiny on. Mouth.
Getting
all right, now let's
so
now.
While on the topic of his mouth real quick, when I was editing that video,
yes.
I had trouble syncing the audio because I couldn't see his mouth move.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
You really are like fucking Otto and George.
I'm going to be the next. Yeah. I was going to say Jeff Dunham, but.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Well, I want to welcome two of my favorite people in the world.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
It is good to be back.
Yeah. My world is small. My world is very small.
Like
there's
this,
only eight.
Like this room?
There's only eight people in my world. And Dan, you're one of them.
Oh.
Yes.
Kelly, you're three of them.
Wow.
It sounded like a fat joke, but you're not. I don't know what it meant. It
She's
meant
not fat.
Put on a little bit of white.
No, yeah. She did not.
You did not. Shut up.
I told her today, she was actually leaning over to put the Cokes in, and her boob, she was covering her tit from flopping out. I go, look, you wear that shirt, I get to see the tit if it flops out. Those are the fucking rules of the game, honey.
You sound like
look
old,
it, here's
you
the deal.
Like an old mobster running a restaurant.
Hey, here's the deal, Danny.
Here's the rules of the restaurant. Your tits come out, I run the restaurant. Are, technically, during your shift, those are my tits.
Tit pops out, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. I want to see your tit.
Well, it's like when a girl wears a sundress with no panties on.
She's a whore.
What girl is that?
They down here all the time.
Really?
And the skirt comes up. Yeah, we used to stand in front of the Boston because anytime they opened the fire, there used to be a fire department over there. Anytime they opened the door, the wind would just come out and fucking kind of swoop up these girls' skirts. All the time, chicks would have no panties on.
You guys are seeing Hot Box?
Hot Box,
right
front
on
and back.
West 3rd?
Oh, it's great. Seeing fucking Box through the ass crack. You
yeah.
can just see the little bump lips.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, let's introduce... Oh, I'm going to fart. Hang on.
Yep, there we go. Right. Careful.
Oh. I'm gonna explain that. There's a reason why I did that. I did that.
You were sitting next to him.
I did that to save lives. Okay, I'm here to save lives. First of all, I'm back. Let me.
Yay, Bobby's back.
Is it, sorry, is it bad?
I'm so glad you're back.
I have a phone call coming in tonight too. Let me just make sure on Twitter. I'm back, which I haven't. Yeah. You guys did the podcast without me, Dan. Good. Talk about last week.
It was an enthralling experience. We had bird face Rob Sprantz running the ship.
It's just, you know what?
I thought that was going to be me again.
No, you're Tiny Mouth. You're Tiny Mouth from here on out. Tiny Mouth was all
we are not fucking changing Tiny Mouth to the truth. I will never come back.
Kelly kept trying to bring up the fact that she had a 2-year anniversary that no one gave a shit about.
I heard that made me so sad. Dude, I heard the show. First of all, thank you, Bobby. It was brilliant without me, but it really made me sad just to hear her try to constantly bring it. It's my anniversary.
It's my. Yeah. I don't know if anyone knows, but I moved here 2 years ago.
No one gives a flying fuck.
And then Joe brings up, yeah, dude, I haven't had a cigarette in a day. Well, go! Yeah.
And then he didn't introduce me either, so it just keeps on going, and no one knew who the fuck I was.
Oh, that really made me happy. I felt so bad for Kelly. You really just blew her off. You know,
fucking savages.
What are we supposed to do? Who gives a shit?
I don't know. She's here every week making sure the place is nice.
And I thank her for that. I don't give a shit that she's been in this country 2 years. 2 years she's been taking work away from Americans.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well.
It's work they didn't want.
I'm trying to find. Someone's calling in. Keep going, Dan. Take the show over.
I ran it yesterday. I am fatigued.
Yesterday?
Yes, well, last week. It was longer than that. It was 2 weeks ago.
You did a good job, Dan.
Thank you, Kelly. And I'm sorry I blew off your anniversary that no one gave a shit about.
What the fuck, dude? That's not how you say sorry.
Kelly, I'm sorry that I did not appreciate the fact that no one gives a shit that you gave
it to. There we go. There's a sting in the tail. Wow. Thanks, Dan. Well, I told you
about
that.
You know what? I fucking hate your sayings.
What?
It's a sting in the tail. Oh. Fucking hate a poke in the bear, sting in the tail, licking the fucking koala bear's belly.
The one you really hated was
wobbly roo.
And then it was lick me out. Wobbly
roo. Oh yeah, you really fucked up that.
Oh, lick me out.
Yeah,
it was right, fuck it. Anyways, let's go through. Let me introduce. I usually do it piecemeal. I got a phone call coming in.
Is it Obama? Who is it? That
I
is
know,
so
I asked
fucking
him it was. Wouldn't tell us.
First of all, we're not going to do this whole talking over people shit that
I'm
you guys
sorry
did last week.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys were very fucking yappy, and you're a big culprit of it. Yeah. You don't listen through your fucking headphones. I want you to turn those up, and I want you to pay attention. The fuck was that Olympic shit?
Does.
Oh. All right, you fucking watch yourself, big boy. I know you're the star of the show.
I will.
Yeah, but you make sure that other people can talk,
I
except
will
for Kelly.
Yes.
You talk over her anytime you want.
Thank you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. We got the boys from Laugh Button.
Well, that reminds me, Bobby.
Fuck.
Yes. I'm going to be known as Tiny Mouth. I'm going to have to fucking I don't know. I didn't. That was perfect.
God.
It was. Tell the truth.
Well done. That was comedic timing.
Yeah. It was. Who loves you, Joe?
We got the boys
really
from
well done.
Oh, fuck me. Laugh Button. Laugh Button Live is here. Hi, Chris,
hey,
Matt. You guys are here.
Hey.
You know, we promote it. You guys if you
first applause in the history of the show.
It's one of the we call you the unofficial sponsor of the show.
Yeah, we love it.
We love you guys. You guys really love comedy. The Syndicate and Laugh Button, you guys are really behind creative people, people who need to be exposed. You guys are the shit. You guys are the ones who help us put on our first show, our live show that Dan wasn't at, unfortunately. So you guys are here. And you guys, there's a bunch of shit we're going to get to tonight. But
what did you eat?
He's gassy from
the fucking soda.
From either end.
So anyways, you guys are here. I'm glad you're here. Excited to see you guys.
Thanks
and
for
Chris,
the invite.
Your face is still in. Little, just a little angelic face. Aww. Look at you. I want to bite your bottom lip. I do. I want to suck on it.
Little put-em.
I want to suck on your bottom lip, and then I want to take your nose on a broomstick.
What does that even mean?
He's got a witch nose, but he's got a sexy bottom lip. He's a little twink. Look at him. Look at his little beard.
Twink.
Look at his little beard.
You officially referred to him as a twink every time you've seen him.
Oh, he
thanks,
is.
Thanks
he
for
is
that. Yeah. Thanks
and
for that.
And you're just a big old bear.
Oh, I know.
I'm the exact opposite. But anyways, we got Joe the Truth.
Yeah.
Baby Mouth List.
Yeah.
Talk about timing.
Boom.
I still got it. And we got Dan Soda.
Yeah.
Soda.
AKA fucking voice. And then we got Kelly Fustuca. Mm-hmm. AKA fucking fun tits again. I can't
just
wait.
Hack them in.
I tell you what, if she gonna fucking punch my wife in the face and rape her one night in my house.
No, no.
Why?
Rape's not funny.
Rape? Not that kind of rape.
Oh, the funny kind.
The fun rape. Oh. You know, where I hold her down
just,
and tickle her.
Real quick, before I just want to apologize for the YKWD podcast for that joke. That's what everyone's doing now. When you make a joke, you have to apologize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get into
oh,
it.
Come on. So yeah, but we're not that popular. You don't have, yeah, it's not, you know,
no, you
we're
point.
Not fucking Burr's podcast. Not that many people listening. We have a lot of people, but not that many. So we have a lot of shit to get to tonight. One, first of all, I was away last week. I was
you're gone.
Filming a pilot.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hollywood.
Bobby Hollywood.
Hollywood. Well, it was, Hollywood. You guys don't know.
I didn't take the 4 train to Hollywood.
it's actually the G train. The 4 train, what is that?
Well, it said Bronx.
4 train, yeah, it says Bronx. He's right.
Yeah, but there's no studios in the Bronx.
Well, I didn't know.
They're all in Brooklyn.
It was still
industry,
a pretty good joke.
Industry speaking, actually. Yeah. Most of the filming locations happen, not in the actors. Exactly.
I've burped 4 times already. Do you know how pissed somebody is right now? Going, dude, what the fuck with the burping?
I hate when he drinks.
Here's the deal. You guys didn't know for like 3 weeks... I was going through fucking torture with this because I found out about it almost a month. I found out about the script. I read it. I fucking loved it. It's a half hour comedy written by Dean Laurie, Arrested Development, My Wife and Kids. It was being directed by Scott Ellis, Weeds, and 30 Rock, produced by Apostle, fucking Rescue Me, The Job, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And I had to I had to audition for it.
You're on a roll.
I had to fucking get, I mean, it was crazy the shit I had to go through for this. I had to audition for it once, twice, then writer, then director, pass, and then network test and wait and then get passed by them.
Did you have to poop in front of a focus group?
Dude. It was fucking so stressful the whole, because at any point somebody could have said, no, fuck him. And a couple people,
I know. I tried putting in the calls. I love this podcast. Some people are just not shakeable.
I hated that. I hated that corniness of it, but it was really good. Like you did it perfectly. But there was actually some names too. I mean, I don't want to tell you who, but there was some
Paul Giamatti.
No.
Kevin Spacey.
No, we're talking fat bald guys. Like guys who look like me.
Kevin James.
The guy who played Kojak?
He is bald,
Michael Chiklis?
No, Michael not that Chiklis? Big. But there was some people that were, you know, actor guys.
Yeah.
And then I got it. And then when I got it, it was a whole fucking other story.
Maybe some guests on the show made sure that those actors didn't make it into the audition.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
Would Joe bite their fucking Achilles? Took one little fucking rat bite out of it. Sorry.
Peter Dinklage.
Joe, I'm sorry. Joe, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I apologize.
Joe, hey.
He's the best. Joe, don't cry.
I'm just
listening.
Joe, if we were all animals, you'd be a cute mouse that would cook for all of us.
Yeah, cook. I'm Irish. I have to boil.
So anyway. Anyways, the show, fucking Bronx Warrants, crazy. We did it. We filmed it in 5 days, mostly in 4 days. Godfrey is one of the guys. He was kind of in the process, too. When he booked it, it was kind of crazy. The first day, dude, we shot it all in Brooklyn. It was fucking it was the first time in my life, if you ever read in a call sheet, when you do a show, there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, you're number one on a call sheet. You're kind of the guy. Mm. And then number two. And it was the first time in my life I've ever been number one on a call sheet.
Damn.
And it was fucking crazy, though. But, like, it was no... We had dressing rooms and shit, but we filmed... Apostle's so badass. They fucking 10 to 12 pages a day. We were fucking... You didn't have time to sit down, rest. You filmed, ate, and then filmed, and then you're done for the day. It was fucking nuts. But it was one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of. Mm. I mean, people crying. Like, I've done shows. I've done it. I've seen comedy. I've done all that. People fucking crying laughing at some of the shit. And to get people to laugh on the 15th take, people don't know that, you don't film. It's not like a three-camera shoot, yeah, sitcom where it's like a play. You kind of go through the scene, and then you write, and you go through. There's no laugh track. People don't have to laugh. And then you kind of filming it sometimes from a weird, like from the middle of it or the angle, you know. And then to get people to laugh, it's really hard. But this fucking Dean Laurie is so fucking funny, but he also lets you fuck off and come up with ideas. And Scott Ellis is fucking, whoa. I learned so much this week, but we did some of the funniest shit ever. This show is fucking off the chain. Like, I'm talking fucked up funny. Like, you're going to be like, I couldn't believe we were doing it. Like, some of the shit we were saying, I was like, are you sure I can say this?
Yeah.
Are you sure, yeah, like, I can do this? And then there was some of the stuff, like, you can't do that. Like, don't do that. No, we can't do that.
This is a studio audience?
No, dude, it's a half-hour show. It's like shot like Rescue Me.
Oh, that's what I thought.
FX, yeah, right? It's, well, the pilot's for FX. Oh, okay. The first day was a little sketchy, though, man. The first couple, because, man, there was some fucking, you know, fucked up takes where it was like, you know, cut, fuck, dude, try it. And
yeah, we just had to get your feet under you.
Yeah, but dude, let me tell you something. People have been fired. You know what I mean? You know, a table reads, for Christ's sakes. I mean, I know guys who have been fired at table reads, walked off the set by, literally got the gig, was at the table. And then they fucking, security comes in. Okay, you have to leave. And
what?
Then they walk them. Oh, abso-fucking-lutely, dude.
It's fucking brutal.
This is money. If you're fucking off, they'll kill you in that episode. There'll be a writer that goes, just shoot him. Shoot him. All right, this next scene.
Is there some guy waiting in the corner of the room with a pen above paper? Like, I'll do it.
Here's the thing. The opposite way, though. I did one where I was supposed to get shot in the first episode. The producer and the writer liked me so much, they fucking just made me get injured, and they left me in. The thing never got picked up because it was garbage. Ah. But
it was from one and done.
It was, yeah, you can. But it was fucking brilliant.
Good.
So now it's in fucking editor's hands. Hopefully in a few weeks, you know, we'll find out some fucking
congrats,
news.
Man.
Yeah,
we're psyched for you.
It was the best thing I've ever done. Ever fucking done. The actors were fucking amazing. Like, fucking crazy good. Hilarious. Yeah. Every single thing. And Apostle said it's one of the best things they've ever done.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
So, they've done some great stuff.
Yeah. So, and they're not optimists at all. They're not. Those guys are like, fucking, no, it stinks. Mm. Eh, we'll see. You know what I mean? They're not guys who are like, they were like, dude, this is fucking good. You know what I mean? Which is like, you'd never get that out of them. So that's done, out of the way. Back to this. Now on to fucking, I lost my voice. So yeah. I've been on prednisone. Okay. Mm. And around 6 months ago, I went to New Hampshire and I got fucked up. I found a tick on me. Okay. Hang on with the fucking sound effects.
I thought you fell off the wagon.
Let's try this again.
You didn't look pregnant. Look,
I found a tick on me. No, cut, fired.
Out of the table read.
Can I be the guy that shoots Kelly?
The sting of the tail.
The fucking truth is back. Yeah. No more baby mouth. Don't do
it. Yeah. Oh, then Jesus. He earns it again.
Cocksucker just opened his mouth a tablespoon.
Oh shit.
So anyways, I wound up yesterday. I mean, I literally was sitting on set. Like, I'm wearing I used to pray. And this is gonna sound fucking corny, I know. I used to visualize and pray that I would have a show in New York, a cop show in New York, where I got to eat donuts in the scenes. Like, the whole thing is me being too fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And wanting to get my wife pregnant, right? I got to wear the badge, the chain badge.
That's pretty awesome.
Do you know what I mean? They were trying to put it on my belt, but they wouldn't be able to see it. So they, I swear to God, they were like, we really can't see it. So, but you understand, it's four cops, and the three, it's Godfrey, who is a fucking Adonis.
Yeah, he's jacked.
Dude, this motherfucker on film is no joke. He's pumpernickel black. Like, he's fucking,
wow,
like fucking African, like,
no, we got it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think we picked up the fact that Godfrey is dark.
But gorgeous, man. Gorgeous. And then fucking the girl is fucking Spanish, smoking. And the kid, the other kid is Spanish. And they're all fucking gorgeous. And then there's me, which I think is hilarious. If you see the poster I put out, the little photo we took, it's just good looking. And
some. Yeah. What about the tick?
Okay, yeah. So now we're going to the tick. See, I'm teaching you how to be a good fucking host, yeah. Dan.
But I'm an idiot, so I'm just like, talk about the tick. Yeah.
He wants you to get to the pregnant zone.
Did I? I want you to have that bandana. I want you to take it because you deserve it. Yeah. But just know that I did like that because it was so corny and your fucking stupid fucking 1920s face. Ah, that pregnant sound, see?
Yeah. God, pregnant sound.
Oh, God damn it, Chris.
There you go. For you. For you. Single knot.
Okay, here we go. So... I wound up taking this. I lost my voice and I had to take these steroids. I had to take all this fucked up shit for the last couple weeks. And this stuff that I took fucking kills you. Like, it's bad for you. Like, it stops. It's what the fuck are you laughing at?
It's funny. It's
me
funny.
Dying?
The way you tell the story. Yeah. You're funny. You're a funny guy.
I missed how dysfunctional the fucking people that come on the show are. Especially the regulars. Yeah. You're just a dysfunctional person, Joe.
I concur.
One of my favorite words.
I should be on some sort of drugs myself. All right, you go ahead. Keep going.
Go ahead.
Sona's fucking head's going to explode if you don't talk about a tick in the next 30 seconds.
I
want to
know where it's going.
I want to know where it's going.
I want to know where it's been.
I want to know where the tick's coming from.
I want to know what love is.
I mean, dude, we were doing country.
I want you to
Dude, we were doing country rock.
We were doing country rock. And then you come up with Foreigner.
I was doing fucking good music.
Dude, you were doing fucking ballads, okay? We're at the beginning of our career when we're rocking.
Yeah, we're right? still doing the chain link fence covered stage.
Yeah, we didn't have our fucking manager come up. Dude, you need to do a ballot. We need a number one.
Joe was like third single.
My guy really wants... I wanted to know what love was.
And he's power ballad. Come on, I'm with Joe. I'm with you, Joe.
You're worth it until the money runs out.
I don't have
Then you leave.
Until they get a new lead singer. Well, any money?
It's fictitious.
Are we doing a cat?
We're doing like a fictitious.
I'm lost. We're doing some weird improv.
We're doing like a music
thing.
Show the tick.
There we go.
All right. So
show the tick.
I'm back to the tick.
So you're pregnant in the zone. I don't know.
You're taking steroids.
Ah, fuck me. All right. So here's
you're having a baby.
I don't like how you just listened to my pilot story. There was no questions. You guys all just listen like I came to school one day to teach you what a pilot was.
Joe List is losing interest.
So here's the deal.
Robert, tell us what you do.
I was so happy to come and talk about it. You guys wanted, you literally wanted me to speedball through that fucking
story. No, we wouldn't listen.
Shut your tits. I'm kidding. So here's the deal. What are you doing?
I'm looking at her tits.
Dude, honest to God, both of yous.
What?
You were fucking standing over her looking at her tits.
No, you weren't.
All right, Kelly, fucking no more of these shirts, okay? You're going to wear...
I can't help it. I'm putting on weight and it's hot outside.
No, I mean, I don't want you wearing shirts anymore on the show. You show the boys your tits. Listen.
I told you when I put on weight that my tits get bigger and that's what's
I'm
happening.
I'm so happy. I want to fucking...
What?
Nothing. Yeah. Listen, so here's the deal. You still do nothing for me because of your asshole.
Find a tit.
My asshole.
All right, so anyways, I got very sick. I got fucked up this weekend and I literally lost blurry vision in one eye. My right eye. I usually wake up and I look at the clock on the cable box in the room to, you know, you've been in my room, both of you guys. And that's how I tell.
When not together.
When you wake up.
When I wake up, I couldn't see it. I'm literally looking and it's all blurry.
So you're like an old dog? One eye is just fucking going?
No, I'm not like a fucking old dog. I'm saying that I'm hoping that it's the shit. But anyways, around 3 months ago in April or wherever the fuck it was, I had a tick. I went to New Hampshire fly fishing. I found a couple ticks. You know, I found one, I brushed it off. I found another one, I brushed it off. But I'm in the woods. Anyways, a week later, I come home. I get the flu-like symptoms, and then my neck is fucking stiff.
That's usually in the first trimester.
I'm so glad that you're wearing that bandana already, buddy.
Yeah. It was like a callback to the thing.
I actually liked the joke too, but if he didn't, I didn't like that he looked down at his fucking phone.
He shied away.
Yeah, he got insecure about it. Yeah. His fucking confidence fell out. He went,
still learning.
All right,
learning.
So listen, so
you did good, mate.
Thank you.
You have this.
As long as no high fives.
Oh!
As long as you're around, buddy, you're wearing that bandana. Because that's normally mine, but you can have it.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it.
Kelly gets some cans and she's got some confidence.
Kelly just told the president of fucking the syndicate to go fuck himself.
No, I just don't like.
Put the evidence in the car, Junior. But put the goddamn evidence in the car.
Take a ride, Daddy.
Hey, next high five, I'll high five you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have left you hanging.
I don't like your confidence.
She really. Look how she's sitting.
No, I. It's
she's
kind
got
of
red right. hair now.
Oh, those upright fucking now. Joan Jett pants that used to fit. Listen. So I went to the doctors today because I've been falling apart. Okay, I don't know if you guys know about my dead toenails. Let's just save that. Let's save that. Let's talk about that.
Laughing, but it's so funny. My dead toenails. Moving on.
So, anyways, I went today and I got checked out. I'm getting checked out for everything.
For Lyme disease.
Well, because I'm withdrawing off the prednisone. It's fucking nuts. It's like coming off of heroin. This steroid I've been taking for my voice to get through the last couple weeks. And then now my eye is fucked up. And
Is it Lyme disease?
I don't know.
Did you find the bullseye?
What?
When you get bit by a tick, it usually makes a bullseye for Lyme disease. It's like a bullseye.
Yeah. It's like a red thing around.
You would have noticed it's big.
You would have noticed it if you had it.
I don't know.
You got a computer, just do a search for Lyme.
I don't want to know about that.
All right, well,
Matt.
You would have noticed a massive
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm really not.
No, it's really a thing. Trust me, I'm a hypochondriac. I've researched Lyme disease.
Where's the deal? Is that I don't know if when it happened.
But it's big and it's usually swollen.
You would have noticed.
You would have noticed. Like you would have felt it or.
Yeah, but I really don't notice things like that.
A big fucking like, yeah.
I don't.
Bullseye on
I literally try not to look below my neck.
But Dorn,
like
you
I try,
try not to,
it.
Or you can't.
Bandana.
All right, there we go.
You know what?
What
were you saying?
On your mic. Put that on your mic.
Wasn't that the pot calling the kettle fat? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Can you untie that and hand it over to this fucking...
Wow.
This,
it's going quick.
You know what? I still sold it to you.
You think
I didn't
you're
going to
softball a bunch of weak jokes?
You know so
she did. She did.
You know what's so mean about me is I heard it and I made her say it to Dad. I made her take that fucking bandana off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're a fair general.
I am. So anyways, there you go. It's been a crazy couple weeks. You guys filled in for me, which was one of the funniest podcasts ever that came out last week.
Lewis was on fire.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Fucking smashed it.
Yeah, I felt bad for you. You were a little sad. It was your 2 week your 2 year anniversary. Welcome to the country, honey.
Oh, thanks.
And you got me.
You got
me.
A gift. Yeah.
I'm gonna open it. Give me a. The show just stopped, for some reason.
I heard a little.
I don't know what the fuck that was. The show stopped. Kelly got me a gift. That's editing on the show. the show just stopped. Where were we, kind of? Yeah. Kelly got me a gift. Okay, thank you. What
silly.
Is this for?
Just because you got the show.
Oh, thank
it's a
you.
Big deal.
Thank
you, know,
you Kelly.
Nice.
That's very nice.
That
Kelly.
Is very
what
nice.
The fuck, Kelly.
Kelly, thank you.
Fucking text me. Let me know when to do this.
Thank you, Kelly.
She's fucking throwing us under the bus.
It's really silly. It's just really silly. It's a little elephant.
Wow.
Because it brings good luck when you have a picture of an elephant and the trunk's up. So it brings good luck.
That's really nice of Kelly.
You know,
it's really nice that she didn't fucking let Joe and I know she was going to do that.
You know
you
why she didn't?
Ass. You brought the apple to the teacher, you fucking twat.
Let's see Kelly. You with your trunk up. I thought you threw the fucking elephant at me. For those of you at home, Bobby threw something at me. I thought it was the elephant. I was like, that was mean.
Joe's going down.
Jesus. That
was really sweet of you, Kelly.
But I would get you guys something individual. You know.
Oh, I'm not going to get anything in my career. Ever.
I really, really honestly appreciate that. This is very sweet of you to actually know how much it meant to me last week to actually have pretty much the show of my dreams happen and actually be part of it and fought for it and won it and filmed it and it was beautiful and it was and you actually give a shit about me. I appreciate that.
I know.
That means a lot to me. That means a lot to me.
All right, well,
I got you. Joe and I got you something.
I got you,
Oh, what is that? Pass that over, Kelly. Oh. Oh, my God. These are Q-tips.
Hold on.
But they're not, there's not all the Q-tips.
Oh, Bobby, I forgot. I got you.
Not all the Q-tips are here.
Bobby, I got you.
I'm trying to.
You know what? I meant to
Trojan.
Give this to you.
You see that?
When I went to Australia, when I went to Ireland
right.
with Guinness, I brought you back some Guinness, a little bubble of Guinness from the Guinness factory.
I don't. Oh, that's, right.
I've been to the Guinness factory and actually give them out for free.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I actually.
I don't drink. And I'm
I know, but that's also celebrating your sobriety.
Right.
I
actually gave me a Trojan.
I need the condom and Q-tips back. Actually, I'm pretty broke, to be honest.
Okay. Can I have one Q-tip?
Yeah, take a Q-tip.
I can take one.
I was
going
to say something earlier, actually.
All right, I'll take a Q-tip. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Here's your. Your Q-tips back, and I can have this? Do you need this?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
yours. Thank you.
You've had a beer before, right?
You know, I've been sober for 28 years.
Yeah, that's celebrating his sobriety for 28 years.
Anywho.
It's like a chip.
It's like a chip.
Thank you. That's good. Yeah, I could. And if I fucking lose my mind because I get Lyme disease, I'll fucking gnaw that open and suck it out and go on a fucking binge.
Nice dry Irish Guinness.
Can I have the bandana, please? I'll give it to myself on the old. So I did a sound effect, and I think I deserve it. Jesus
it's amicable.
Christ.
Give it to
little
yourself.
Hannibal Lecter there.
It's good. Did you hear? Yeah. So anyways, we're here, and you guys, let's talk about more important things. Let's talk about where you guys were.
Okay.
You, all four of you, were at Montreal.
Yes.
Together. You guys.
You're kind of leaving Kelly out by saying all four of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
because
okay.
She wasn't.
Yeah.
I know, but you didn't say all four. You could say four out of the five of you. This is, she gets you a gift.
It means
when
the
same. Fuck did you get fucking nice?
Well, I mean, just saying, it doesn't
He's
mean the same.
To see
all
some
four
titty.
Of you, there's five people in the room.
I said four of you went to Montreal.
You said all four
you
of
said
you,
all four,
implying
you did
all
four.
Of us.
Yeah, all four of you men. Joe?
Yes. Dan.
Dan.
Hi, Dan. Hey, hello.
You guys.
Dan, sir.
Boy.
You guys.
That fucking tick is killing you. I don't know what that meant.
Dude, what the fuck? Don't say that. That could be happening.
Jesus.
I can't fucking see out of my right eye right
sure.
now.
2 weeks
it's
on
like,
set,
it's like
Bobby forgets
it's
my name.
Right. Yeah, right. Nice talking to you.
Hey, good to see you. Bobby. How you doing, kid?
Well, here's the deal. You guys went to Montreal. You went as small faces.
That was a good one.
The king is
great.
Back.
They got inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Hey,
does Blue Microphone make a smaller mic?
True.
Wow.
It's called the list.
Well.
It's a demo. Really? It's tentatively called the list.
Thanks
he's
for the
back.
Save.
Maybe it could be called
Why
the,
is everyone
the truth.
Back,
you
Kelly?
Call it, you call it the truth.
Just keep saying everyone's back.
I don't know.
Someone makes a joke.
He's back.
I don't know, Kelly. Don't pick on Kelly. Come on.
She shows up here looking delicious.
Yeah. She does look delicious.
Don't pick on Kelly. We are all talking. All of us.
All four.
Keep
so
going,
we Jesus Christ.
That was a thing on Bobby, not you.
You guys went to Montreal, and you guys went to Montreal right. as Laugh Button Live.
It's well, just Laugh Button. Just it's laugh. Not Laugh Button Live.
Laugh Button.
Button Live is just when we do a live event.
Yeah, we're live.
We're live.
All right,
it's good. We'll go with it.
No, I'm kidding. We're not live. There's gonna be some truck driver going, "This isn't live, is it? I thought I downloaded this."
Brooklyn truck drivers
on iTunes.
Dude, all truck drivers that I do are from Brooklyn.
Yeah, in the middle of the country, meth addicted.
Let's slow things down.
Let's bring
Kelly?
The energy down.
Yo.
Just having a photo shoot. Let it go.
I'm taking photos.
Okay.
I loved it.
It's like when you watch it.
What happened?
Zinging someone who's unaware they just got zung is really the fucking
zung.
Top.
Zung. The fuck is zung?
That's a zing in the past tense.
Is it?
Zung. Yeah.
Zung. I
zinged.
I don't think
it's zinged.
I think it's zinged.
Zing me. What did you
I don't
say?
Think it's zung.
Whatever.
Zung.
No.
Oh, boy. I got a nervous tick.
So anyways, dude, stop saying fucking tick. I might have fucking Lyme disease, you cocksucker.
Let's play tic-tac-toe. Let's play tic-tac-dead toenails.
Oh!
Come on. I'll take the bandana or I'll take... That might have been the best joke of the time. I don't even know. I have no idea where that joke registers.
I think you're actually funnier on water.
That joke... Oh, boy.
So anyways, you guys went up there, and the funny thing is, we went up last year. That's where we kind of bonded, became friends. I drove home with you guys.
Yep.
And not you. Who said yup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, you said yup.
No, I'm telling you yes.
Oh, I thought it was him.
I'm aware I didn't drive to Montreal with you last year. What am I, a fucking?
I don't blame you, because if he said it, you wouldn't see his mouth.
Listen,
anyway.
It's the... Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Some of
you are getting zung by guys that have never zung you before.
What the
like,
fuck?
We're all fucking
what zung?
I don't like zung.
I don't like zung at all.
Fuck off. I love zung.
Quick, try to high five Kelly.
All right. Oh, man. I'm getting ticked off.
Dude, I, you know.
That should have been a Joe's on Fire chant.
Can I get a rum and coke? No Lyme's disease?
All right. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
Joe, you finally got one.
Oh,
I love
him. Joe goes on fire, and he pantomimes sucking two cocks. That's his excitement thing.
Two tiny cocks.
All right, so anyways, you guys went up there. And you took a photo, you took a life-size cutout, cardboard cutout of me.
That's
up
right.
To yes. Montreal.
Yeah,
we had a
spot saved for you, but you were filming last
I was filming,
2 weeks ago.
It's called The Pilot.
It was a pilot. Do you want to tell us about the pilot?
Well, what it is it was, it took me so long to get this pilot. And it was amazing because I beat out certain people for it.
Who did
and
you beat out?
I was
Kevin
on.
James, he said.
No, not Kevin
Chiklis.
James. No, not Michael Jack? Chiklis.
Peter
no.
Chiklis.
No. But anyways, I was number one on the call sheet. I don't know if you know what that means, but we
get
were.
Back to the tick.
Godfrey on that show?
Godfrey is gorgeous.
How does he look?
He's gorgeous.
Like pumpernickel.
Would you say he's black?
Dark as the night you fucking look at, son. Sorry.
Oh boy. Corporate Dan did not like that.
He's the opposite of a flashlight.
Robert, good to have you back. Don't like this territory.
Okay. He, yeah, so you guys took a photo of me.
That's last year.
Last year.
That was last year, yeah.
And you actually made a cardboard cutout.
Because you couldn't make it this year.
Because you guys are so sweet. You took because I couldn't make it. And I love fucking Montreal. I love it. I don't give a fuck. I know everybody's just people bitter. Fuck, they never pick me. Fuck off. When they do, you'll have a blast. It's awesome. I missed it this year. You guys took me up there in spirit.
That's right, yeah.
And you took me all over Montreal, though.
We did.
You guys were posting these fucking...
They didn't take you to Super Sex.
So here we go. All right. So I'm going to go through this. Yeah,
we'll send you the pictures to post later.
Yeah, so you took me to a dog walking. I went dog walking, apparently, while I was up there. And then we were having a conversation.
Yes, you and I.
Yeah, we were just sitting out by a car, just a little break. Was that?
Yeah, we're waiting for our third person who's part of the ride.
Oh, that's good. What were we actually talking about right here?
We were talking about physics.
Are you sure?
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
It was about boobs.
And then we have me with Ellis.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We were just at a park talking about giving each other hand jobs.
That looks nice.
Yeah. We're talking about how geese turn us on.
Mm-hmm.
And
you needed some words of wisdom. I was just helping you out there.
Yeah. And I love that story you told me about the footprints in the sand.
Yeah. they don't always last. Only in your mind.
There's J. Vu Jack Vaughn.
There he is.
From Comedy Central Records.
That's right.
Superstar. Do you know him, Dan?
Yes, I do. Met him at South by Southwest. Lovely gentleman.
Great guy. Do you know him?
I do not.
He runs Comedy Central Records. If you one day get an hour and record it, he might actually...
I have an album on a different record label.
What's that?
A rooftop.
Anyways, record.
It's available on
.com right now.
He has... Look how great his hair is right there.
Yeah. It's got some...
Jack Vaughn, in person, looks like he's sick, but on photos, goddamn, he looks good.
Just got that nice sickly complexion.
I thought Joe was going to make a tick reference.
He looks great. No, so that's me taking away... Jack Vaughn. And then here I am with the boys right here.
Hey, I look pretty handsome right
there. Yeah, you look great.
My head looks huge.
Yeah, you got a big fucking head and no calves.
None.
No,
I look like someone healed me in a tent and I just started walking. I just the Lord let me fight out of my wheelchair.
Yeah, you guys look like they made you for spare part bodies.
Okay. Okay.
Frankenstein will go.
I kind of see where you're going.
Yeah, like your forearms are from a smaller guy.
A little Italian man?
Yeah, your calves are from a lesbian swimming champ.
So this is where we film the unofficial 10-minute
Tell people
about
this.
You Know What Dude podcast. That was it.
Yeah.
We grabbed Joe, we grabbed Dan, and we said, let's go do it with fake Robert.
Yep.
And
they performed.
And you guys did. How long is it?
It's 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
It? Okay, we edited it down a little
so
bit.
So we got this video. Yeah. I watched it. It was actually very funny.
Yep.
And it's Joe and Dan sit down with me, the fake Robert.
Fake Robert.
Outside at Montreal at the hotel.
That's right.
And you do an impromptu podcast.
Right on the spot. Joe and I very hungover.
Very hungover.
Just on the roof.
And here's another photo of you guys.
Aww, I like that photo.
That's the keeper right there.
I like that. We're going to hang that one up.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks good.
And then
put it on the fridge.
We have Joe about to either spit on me or kiss me. His mouth is so small, we don't know what it is.
Joe was the first to have his way with you.
Yeah.
What'd you do to me?
I blew you.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Again?
I blew you. Yeah.
He blew you, but not get it? Like the real time.
I kind of get it.
That's me in bed with Chris.
Yeah, we were watching the Olympics.
Yeah, well, I remember that. That was good. Because I can actually see what fake Robert
you
saw.
You don't get him any breaks.
You know that, right?
I
saw what he saw.
Yeah, of course.
There was a camera in his eyes.
Well, you stayed in my hotel room, so you saw some things.
I did. I saw you fucking raiding a devil dog's box.
Do they still make
you
devil dogs?
This you scared me a few times.
Devil dogs are great. Yeah. Here's the thing. That right there, that photo is creepy.
It's creepy. Yeah.
I actually retweeted that one, and people were like, dude, what
it
the fuck
like
is that?
It looks like a ghost from Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what we're thinking.
Great reference, Joe.
And then you have me at the Pepsi machine.
Getting a midnight snack.
Right? Yep, getting a midnight snack. I actually got a Sprite. And then there's me back at the same spot. That's funny.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
We just happened to stop at the same spot.
That's fucking brilliant. They put me literally where they got the photo. People must have been like, what the fuck is that? What are you doing?
It was awkward. It was awkward. But the stories were going around. Your buddy Ryan Hamilton emailed the PR people at Just for Laughs. He heard that there was a fake Robert Kelly going around, wanted to get a photo shoot with you. We couldn't end up meeting up while we were there.
Yeah, there was a few people that were looking for you, I heard. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's sweet.
That's great. That was fucking awesome.
It was really funny.
I had a blast in Montreal, and I was filming a pilot.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was doing
both.
Hey. Yeah, that mic's on. Go ahead. That mic's hot.
No, go ahead. I gotta get something.
Don't fucking come up and not say nothing.
Hi, Robert.
That's Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cell, the man who let us have the studio up here. The You Know What Do studio.
You even photoshopped the weight of the dummy. I mean, like of the thing.
The dummy. It's
taller than you, but thinner.
What?
You photoshopped that picture.
No, that
they did
year.
It. Oh, it was last year.
That was last year.
Fucking hilarious.
No, I fucking turned my mic.
No, it's not last year because he got those ghetto earpieces.
They're called headphones.
No. What are they?
Ghetto
like,
earpieces?
Like Puff Daddy earpieces or something. What
The Beats by Dre? That's our, I don't think those are those.
Yeah, got the Beats by Dre. Exactly. So that was this year.
Night. I'm about to take one of your ouds and smash it over your head.
All right, I got to go.
All right. What are you going, number two or number one?
No, I got to get in the bedroom.
What? What do you get in the bedroom? That's weird.
I want to know what happened to your toenails.
What?
Wow. She wants
I'm stuck on that.
You know what? No, seriously though.
I'm stuck on that. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. You want to know what happened?
What?
You know those fucking, I'll tell you. You know those Asian pedicure places?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't wash that fucking water. And they don't wash those tubs.
And they don't have a
But they don't fucking wash their fucking fingernails.
They don't wash their tub.
So they I got a fungus on one toe, like 3 years ago. Little tiny fucking fungi.
Yeah.
And then it spread.
Okay.
And then it touched the other toe.
Okay.
And went to the other toenail.
Okay.
And now the toenails are fucking like dying.
Okay.
Can you do?
Are they yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have those.
Totally.
Ugh.
I have feet. I have hobbit feet.
You got fucking fungi. And if you don't take care of it, your toes will fall the fuck off.
What? My
toenails. Okay. Your toenails.
I don't give a shit.
What? I love your fucking, I got cum in my mouth. What?
Do you guys hear when I said totally? You guys just didn't hear it. I got to assume you didn't hear
it.
That was just a bunch of flops in a row.
They heard it, but they
The couch is dying over there. What are you kidding?
The couch is dying in anything.
No, they're not. They haven't died. Whatever.
They're a great audience.
Wow, what a great
audience. You can't call them an audience. They're on the podcast. That was very rude. Did you hear that?
Sorry.
I just called you guys audience members. I'm trying to come up with the truth from all the tiny mouth jokes.
Well, there's still tiny mouth.
There's still time.
You still need a straw to drink a beer.
I'm going to make sure that tiny mouth catches on more than the truth. The truth is dead to me now. I want to make sure tiny mouth takes over.
I think you need to fuck Joe. Teach him a lesson. What do you think, Joe?
Teach me. I should be teaching her the lesson.
Yeah.
Why is she teaching me a lesson?
Hey,
what
fuck.
Lesson is she teaching me? I'll teach her how to get herpes.
Hey,
that's
fuck.
The lesson
hey,
I can teach.
Fuck. Hey,
yeah, we don't have herpes right now.
What? Yeah, but I don't want to edit the
dead toes.
Hey, Gnome. Gnome. Yeah. Aren't the curtains great?
Everything is great, but you know what?
What?
Kelly took her pants off.
Kelly, put your shirt back.
Why?
Stop juggling your poops, Kelly.
Where? Yeah, that'd be fucking terrible. It would be like a half a studio. You cut everybody off.
The curtain would be here.
This is a yeah? on-air conversation.
Yeah, but the thing is, right. if you
very visual.
Hang on. Talking to the microphone.
The curtain would be like, no. It would be fucking, it would
I
be
like
disgusting.
The
you wanted me talking to the microphone so you could cut me off and everybody would hear it? Is that
no,
why
I would never do that. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The curtain would
the
be.
The thing is. Go ahead. I would never do that. Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead.
You're the owner of the place. Tell me.
The thing is what?
Stole my joke from earlier.
What was that? What was she?
Ooh.
Oh, really?
What?
Is that yours? Did you fucking own the market on that? Listen, go ahead.
Yes.
No, it's your motherfucking house. If you want the curtain there, the curtain will stay there.
Oh, who's ghetto now?
I'll tell Ava to go rent an apartment rather than.
I think you're sarcastic right now.
No, I'm being serious. I told her I'd have to check with Robert.
Look it. Where are you going to put the curtain?
It would be right here.
But didn't you get the curtain so you can move them so you can just put it there?
Actually, it's fine. We'll make it work.
We'll make it work?
Yeah, we'll make it work in there.
All right. Well, no, you do whatever you got to do.
I know.
Yeah, shit. All right. Goodbye.
Drunk podcast when you least expect it.
Well, we're doing the drunk podcast in 2 weeks.
I got a breathalyzer.
Oh, yeah.
I want to, as we drink during the drunk podcast, I want to breathalyze. And then I want to do a contest.
That .07 hit me pretty hard the other night.
I have a superhuman liver. I've been going head to head with everybody around the bar, the Irish guys and everything.
Whoa, is that a challenge?
I'm just saying that we were drinking all night. My blood alcohol was 0.07, and the guy who was going drink for drink with me was 0.13.
Fuck.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, but wasn't that like a 13-year-old?
He was a 35-year-old Irishman.
Really?
Yeah.
You're proud of this?
I am. I metabolize quickly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I can hold my liquor.
Are you throwing down the gauntlet for the drunk episode?
That's right.
So you think you can outdrink this
you're
Joe
bringing
List?
Me out of retirement?
You think you can outdrink Joe List and fucking Dan Soda?
I don't know. Because, Joe, our forces combined?
Because I only weigh.
I'm an alcoholic.
I only weigh 135 pounds.
We know that.
So
we're looking at you.
You probably should handicap me.
We won't have a fundraiser for you.
There's no handicap. You just talked about how you got the belt.
Yeah, you just fucking bragged, and then you threw it out there, and then they
and
took...
And you defamated Ooh. On Irish people?
I defamated?
I don't know.
Defecated.
I don't know where. Damn, you're the lawyer.
Okay, you know what?
You're
fuck
good
it.
At this lawyer.
Hang on. I'll go drink for drink with you.
No, I don't want to do that.
Because actually...
No, fuck you. Now you're going.
No, Joe said he wanted to.
Because if you win... Nobody's gonna. You really can't brag about it.
No,
really? You drank him under the table? Big deal. He weighs 130 pounds.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's a lose lose.
They would. They would. I would boxing.
They would look at you and say that.
Everyone's fighting.
All right. All right.
Guys.
All right. I'm 130 pounds of muscle, Rob.
Really?
I can do 60 push-ups.
That's pretty good.
When?
In one.
Right now?
I'm not doing right now.
Of course you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't. Like woman push-ups on your knees?
No, real push-ups.
No, you can't. You can't do 60 in a row.
I can do 60 in a row.
You can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. No,
yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Jesus.
I can do anything better than you can.
I can do anything better than you. All right, get the fuck out of here. The owner of...
How many can you do?
I can do probably 60.
You can do 60?
Look at my shoulders, you fucking...
Look at my shoulders.
Are you going to really repeat everything I say, cocksucker?
Listen, it's been a tough podcast for me so far.
Why? You've been doing great. I think it's fun. We're easing back into it. I mean, you're not as funny as Joe, but you're good.
I never claimed to be.
Easy with the real shit. I don't get real. That makes everybody uncomfortable. I never claimed to be, man.
Hey, I just
man.
I just do what I do.
Hey, I do. Dude, I do some voices. People like that. That's cool.
I play my part.
You know? I'm not Joe. I'm not the truth.
I'll drink way more than that guy.
Of course you will. You'd kill that guy.
What's this about the drunk podcast in 2 weeks?
We're going to have... Oh, Jesus Christ. Now she's going to be up.
My
cunt. As a cunt.
I'm out of town in 2 weeks.
Well, then you're not on it.
It's all the fun shows.
Well, you know what? Stop fucking getting successful. Okay? How's that? Why don't you slow down? You fucking
Dan,
roll.
Dan, we got an offer.
Where are you going?
No.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be in Seattle.
For what?
Bumbershoot.
What's that?
It's a music festival.
You really are just with all these fucking fest.
They asked me to go.
You're a festival comic.
It's a good fest. That's fine. It's a good fest.
It's a good, I know. It's probably a great fest. It's the biggest one, right?
I don't know if it's the biggest
one.
It's the second biggest one, right?
One of these. Big comedy stage. Big. Lots of comedy.
I can't wait for your fall from grace. Till you fall from grace. Till you fall right on your face from grace.
Flat face.
My name's Dan, and it was all in my hand. Then I blew it away with some beer.
Huh. Oh,
my friend Joe took me down like a clown.
I don't take anyone
down.
This
is getting really real.
Shut up, Joe.
Oh, DeRosa.
Shut up.
What the hell did I do?
I don't like that you're making it real.
What? You said a joke that you done. I'm defending myself. I didn't
take
him down.
Don't defend yourself.
Don't earn the bandana.
What kind of advice is that?
Don't earn it.
Don't defend yourself. Take it.
All right, listen. Let's talk about this real quick. You guys brought this book in. First of all, the where's all my stuff, by the way?
All your stuff? Maybe that's at the, maybe it's at the all.
Shut
up. Fucking damn.
Shut up, Joe.
Tyler from Blue Microphone. Who's a very, we are big fans of, mm-hmm. by the way, because Blue Microphone has hooked us up. And we're going to be doing Tech Talk today mm-hmm. on two of Blue Microphone's little fucking gadgetitos. I'm speaking of, what is that?
Nice Oz.
Australian American.
This book is tremendous.
But one thing I want to talk about right now that Chris has brought to my attention, and both of you guys, actually.
Yes. We came together.
It's not a fleshlight.
We drove in together.
I want a fleshlight. When is
the guy had him last time?
Yeah. Cocksucker was supposed to hook us up.
Oh yeah, I'll ask him.
Thanks. But until then, we have a book. Until we have something we can fuck, we actually
roll
have
it,
this book.
Roll it in a tunnel.
In a tunnel.
Yeah.
Right. So Tyler helped us out with the microphones, and he also sent books for everybody.
He actually sent us all these books. Field Guide to Chicks of the United States by Joe Bovino. Mm-hmm. Love is this fucking guy's name. What a great name.
Hey, I'm Joe Bovino. You want to know about a lady? Ask me.
Joe, what do you... Joe, tell me a thing or two about a chick.
What chick you want to kind of... You got the different chicks. What kind of chick you want to know about?
I don't know. Tell me about blonde chicks.
I'll tell you about what we call Transformers.
Thank you.
They're Cuban Americans.
Right.
Behavior, normally extroverted, friendly, and fun-loving.
Yeah.
But headstrong and dominant. Tends to be reasonably well-educated, but overly contentious and boobacious, that's a made-up word, at times. Especially if she's young and lower class, family-oriented and religious, mainly Catholic, but savvy, street smart, and is she a word I don't know, naturally musical.
I think we could have convinced the audience that Joe Bovino was in the studio if Bobby didn't interview Joe Bovino as Joe Bovino also. He just immediately went into that voice.
Hey, Joe List.
Yes?
What do you think about this book?
I'll tell you what I think. You weren't in here when I was talking about it. There's a thing about your Her Highness about girls from Denver.
What page is that?
Page 36.
36.
I opened it up. I was stunned. This girl looks just like my ex-girlfriend, who is from Denver.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it describes her almost to a T.
Really?
And mentions the town that the girl's from.
Do me a favor. Yes. Please read the description. I want to hear what your ex-girl... This is Joe Liss, a.k.a. The Truth, a.k.a. Teaspoon teaspoon mouth.
Yada, yada, yada.
Baby mouth.
A.k.a. carrying this episode.
Joe, that's right, he's right.
Joe's on fire.
That's not a Joe's on fire moment.
He's fucking back surgery from carrying the cunt. All right.
Give him that fucking bandana. Fuck you. You went to the well too much on that one.
Shut up.
Take the bandana.
Oh, shut up. Get some fucking pregnazone.
And that's like the third time he's done that joke as well.
Oh, really, Kelly?
Kelly kicks him when he's down. It's not fair.
That's why I like this
evidently
fucking...
I'm carrying a lot of podcasts then.
What?
Wow. Sorry. I wish you tied that around your neck.
Tighter.
Yeah, hang yourself from our new fucking curtains.
All right, so we're going to Joe's girl. Joe's ex.
I want to hear Joe List's ex-girl. I want to hear the...
You want to hear my description of the book's description?
I want to hear the book's description.
Oh, okay. She does look like her.
My description is cunt.
That's a quick book.
All right. Oh, Kelly, why are you so mean
She's
to
definitely
me?
At Washington Park.
Oh, no,
this mountain princess, also known as the Mile Highness chick, tends to be a healthy looking with conspicuous absence of plastic or cosmetic surgery, but relatively plain with little or no makeup or fashion sense. My girlfriend never wore makeup and had terrible fashion sense. Her comfortable style, sometimes referred to as lesbian chic or girl next door with a touch of country, often includes kitten heels. I don't know what that is. Old Levi or Seven for All Mankind jeans. I don't know what a lot of this stuff means. There's a bunch more stuff that I don't
know. The next
know.
Word is
worse.
But, yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff here.
What an asshole.
She's high altitude, low altitude, down to earth, pleasant and welcoming as a rule, but occasionally snobbish towards folks who aren't from her part of town.
Snobby
she's
towards
very,
me, because I'm from the poor
like that.
Part. Yeah. That and was true.
She's very snobby.
That was true.
Hated New York.
She was from Creek. Uh-huh. I'm from Aurora. She was from Creek. I'm from Aurora. I'm from the poor part. She's from the rich part. She's from the rich part. I'm from the poor part. Arm part.
This is
arm
awful.
Part. Arm part.
Oh, that was like a really bad episode of like a sitcom where the dad, like the white dad, tries to rap.
Am I the fucking dad?
There we go. She just called you a fucking dad.
Listen,
hey guys,
Bovino.
And this is coming from Joe Bovino. I know women. Let me tell you about the bloody asshole Australians. When the weight comes, their tits get bigger. They kick men when they're down.
Here's the thing with this book, too, that's pretty interesting. Then when we did our book, Cheat, it's coming out.
It's great.
October 7th.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I read it while pooping.
How was it?
It's great. You like? You laughing?
It's funny, right?
It's
the poop or the book?
The poop. But the book was there in the room. No, the book's really fucking funny.
But it's the difference between this book and that book.
Your book is just straight up.
Straight up.
Brutal.
Straight up fucking.
But it's fucking hilarious. But it's like there's some. Even as a guy, you're like, what?
Here's the thing with this book, which is you could leave this around your house, mm-hmm. and your chick could crack
I'm
this
not,
open.
This is not me. Right. I'm not me. This is not me.
Your book, you're like,
you don't have. Why would you do this?
Yeah, she's crying.
Why would you read this? Are you?
I told you I had to put it down. I couldn't read it anymore.
Really?
It was funny and it was great, but I was like, this is giving me. It's too much.
You could.
No,
she's getting her too hot.
I but feel like we haven't quite explained what this book is, have we?
Well, we'll get into that right now. That's the honor of this chair, Joe.
Oh, all right.
Is that I get around to it.
You
want to
be the boss, Joe?
You get
you
around
the boss?
To it.
You get one Joe's on fire. You want to be
the
boss?
Fat joke.
Why are you being mean to me?
Well, you just called me a fat fuck. Round?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
He called you round.
What
do
you
call you a fat fuck?
You can never say why is somebody being mean to me. You're meaner than anybody.
Yes.
What? I want to take a poll of the meanest people, but she's slyly mean. I throw out zungs, and she just has little comments under her breath like, he's used that before. He thinks he's better than everyone. I'm like, what? Yeah. No, I don't.
He does have a point. He is a zunger.
She is. If Kelly was a professional wrestling manager,
oh my
she'd
God.
Be the wrestling manager that throws salt in her own wrestler's eyes, and then the guy pins him for the belt, and then she gets in the ring with the opponent. She's like,
I was with him the whole time.
And
he's the new Intercontinental Champion.
And the guests who Kelly
well, hang on,
referred
stop
to
one second.
As audience.
Hang on, let's get
I have
fucking.
A point. I have a
let's,
point coming.
Hang on, hold it. All let's right. get dry mouth on that fucking long-winded speech. He's the guy with the belt, and then the manager who goes in the ring.
Yeah. Excellent analogy.
Wow.
Don't even start untying that.
I got thirsty on that one. Go ahead, there, fucking baby mouth.
I'm getting called the meanest. Kelly refers to two guests as the audience.
No, but not
and
in
the audience. The quote-unquote audience has done nothing but jokes about my physical features that I can't even change. I don't even have. I mean, I could have jaw surgery.
Which
fun story.
We have a donation button for.
We are. We're taking all the donations in August.
Get Joe a normal
mouth. Get Joe a normal mouth. Get Joe a normal mouth. Get Joe a normal mouth.
So he can chew.
Also,
I want Joe to eat cereal like the rest of the kids.
I'll tell a quick funny story about my girlfriend, featured from Colorado, Denver. One time we were dating for a while, we were in love, whatever. And she goes,
whatever.
I was in love. She just sat there. That's a Woody Allen joke. We fell in love. I fell in love. She just sat there.
Oh, yeah. Keep going, Jack.
Woody Allen just bombed.
No, keep going.
Anyways, she was looking at my mouth and she was like, hey, I have a real bad overbite.
She was like, bleh.
Which you guys haven't even mentioned my overbite, so I don't know.
We can't see inside. We can't even see it.
Yeah.
It
looks like looking through a mouse hole.
Get us the Hubble telescope and we'll look in your mouth.
all right.
No, just, I'll take your word for it.
Hubble telescope, it's kind of like for seeing things far away. More than there. I mean, well, stars are not small. They're huge. They're just far away.
Can I have that?
It's really
can I have that? Thank you.
Makes sense.
There you go.
But anyways, she looked at my overbite.
Wait
she's
a minute.
Like, oh, boy.
Sorry, wow. Go ahead.
She looked at my overbite, and she was like, she goes, hey, oh, wow. First she went like this, oh, which is not a reaction you want from someone who's in love with you looking at your face.
Yeah.
And then she went, are you going to, so you going to get like braces or something?
Jesus
And I was
Christ.
Like, braces wouldn't help an overbite. I already had braces anyways. And she goes, well, you going to have surgery? And I was like, I don't even think that's a surgery. I don't have health insurance. What? And then she said, this is a quote from my ex-girlfriend, love of my life. So are you just going to look like that, like forever?
Oh, my God. And you still dated her after she said that to you?
Yeah, and I was like, I never thought of it that way, but I mean, it could get worse. It might look worse than this at some point.
How? She's
and another quick story, if you want to hear this one. I searched her Gmail account. I searched my name on her Gmail account when we first started dating to see her talking about how much she loved me, like 2 months in.
Oh, no.
And I found a thing describing me to her best friend.
Oh, no.
And it was a description like this. Just met this guy, in love with him, gonna marry him, funniest guy I've ever met, so nice, unattractive, but a great guy.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question.
Describe
me. Where is she, where is she off?
Wow.
Joe, I don't think
Joe's
leaving.
Joe, don't leave. Joe.
I honestly don't think Joe's unattractive at all. Joe's beautiful.
Wow. Kelly really is.
Yeah.
Kelly's doing that thing like she's the little girl that like pulls his hair. And then she's got a crush on him? No? All right, I'll take that.
I got it. Hang on. This bandana's flying around the room tonight.
Here we go. It's been
horrible.
I think, Joe, you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy.
I think you, you're definitely a type. You know what I mean? You're a type.
Yeah, hilarious, charming, very funny, smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Big penis.
Yeah.
He's got a thick member.
And
let
you know
me tell
what?
You something about Joe Liss's penis.
Get that.
He stayed with me
this is a fun story.
For 2 days in Montreal, he stayed with me. I'm at my laptop one morning.
Yeah.
And he just comes out of the shower. Every day, he'd come out of the shower naked. And he's like, hey, what's up, dude?
And are you talking about DeRosa or are you talking about List?
List.
Okay.
So I'm at my laptop.
Right.
In the hotel room. And all of a sudden, I hear Joe go, hey, soda. Hey, soda. And I look over. And he's like half plumped up, and I'm super hungover, and I just go, fucking thick piece, bro. I didn't know you were a thick cut.
I have a big dick.
Well, God bless you with a big dick and a small mouth. So you can't, you know what? It's so you don't blow yourself.
You can't. Yeah. It's nature's way of stopping them.
I was trying to, I thought it would be funny to get a bone. I wanted to get a big boner and walk out into the Jen's room with it. And I tried for like 9 minutes.
You were looking at the fucking his head and couldn't do it?
Well, I wasn't trying to get it while I was there. I was in the shower by myself. Anyways, I've been handed the nice ass section of the book.
All right, we're going to read this, then we're going to take a break. I want to go into and then we're going to come back, and we got a bunch of stuff we got to do. So I want to, this book right now is called Field Guide to Chicks of the United States. It's actually...
It's by me, Joe Bovino.
That'd be hilarious if you actually talk like that. Joe's going to go into this right now, but it's actually a very interesting book. It has all... It's very colorful. It's got these really slamming...
Got some nice
cartoons. Fucking graphics, is what they call it in the industry.
All right, we get it.
Yeah, it's like a bird-watching book.
It's like bird-watching, but for women.
But what did you say? We get it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're
using your industry terms. You come off set, and you're just throwing your industry terms around.
There you go.
This used to be a podcast where we just used to hang out.
You know why, Dan?
We just used to hang out and make each other
You've
laugh.
Changed.
Bobby Hollywood. No, you fuck you. You leave me hanging. He does it on purpose. It was my
Kelly,
turn on.
Kelly, I love
you. Like, yeah.
Hollywood. Yeah. Bobby Hollywood.
Thank you. Yeah.
There you go.
Is he going to come in with those star sunglasses? He's going to have an assistant. Are you getting an assistant?
Yeah. Where's my sunglasses? Kelly?
I think they're under here.
Hollywood.
Maybe you should. You're a better reader. Read it. I'm scared I'm going to get
Mr.
being mean.
Australian American. Identification, all natural, rarely opts for plastic surgery, fit, healthy looking, tends to have a simply styled, sandy blonde or brown hair, wear little or no makeup, often talks in a rewind voice, limited behavior, is vicariously independent, adventurous, outdoorsy, I'll kick a man when he's down.
Hey, man.
I used to be famous.
Hey, man.
Oh, gross.
One second, man.
Bobby Wood. Listen, man. Hey, you got it. It's Bobby Wood.
I just got it. Does anybody have any Blistex?
Guys.
Anybody have any Blistex?
Hey, you guys, listen. This is weird. I learned this when I was on set with Dennis Leary.
Yeah. I don't call him. I just call him Leary.
Hey, D.
I call him Leary.
Hey. He's the August DL. Cap. That's what you need.
You know what's so funny? When we were shooting the first day, I put my fucking Leary was there.
Yeah.
And I put my drink down, my coffee down inside the van we were shooting at.
Yeah.
He leans in the window and goes, "Don't put your fucking coffee there. Somebody's gonna slip on that." And like yelled at me. And I was like, okay.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
I was like, okay, I don't
Are you mad at me?
I don't know. I got so fucking shell-shocked. I got yelled at by the fucking boss on the first day. And I think he did it just to fucking yell at me, too, this motherfucker.
Sure. Hey,
this is a pretty good one for Kelly.
All right.
Mating. This is the nice ass Australian-American.
Okay, go ahead. Australian-American.
Relatively promiscuous.
What page is this?
Let's put questions on it.
95. I would say
yes.
Yes
or no is.
Yeah.
Relatively promiscuous? Yes?
Yeah.
No?
Yes. Yeah. Just say yes.
Relatively.
Sexually open?
Yeah.
I think we talk about sexual here. Horny while single, but conservative about marriage and traditional family life.
Absolutely.
Yep. Looking for commitment more than sex, even if her actions suggest otherwise.
Yep, she's
for those of you at home, her breasts are hanging out.
They got tits all over the studio.
And her asshole hangs out of those jeans.
Often comfortable with nudity and uninhibited in bed.
Whoa.
This is where we lose her.
Yeah.
Low maintenance, low drama, and high energy as a rule.
I am. No, that's exactly. I'm high energy, and I'm low maintenance.
Low drama?
Yeah, but you lost her at fucking confident being naked.
we also lose her at remarkably raw sense of humor.
Now, why isn't that mean?
That was funny.
What do you mean?
Because he said it with a smile. And we don't know if you're smiling when you say it. Because your mouth is the same. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break.
I love being back.
I love being back, too. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this book by... What's his name?
Joe Bovino!
We're going to talk to the boys at Laugh Button.
The
and,
audience?
No, they're not audience. That was just because I was describing the joke.
And we're going to fuck with some of our sponsors right now, so hang on tight. All right, we're back. We're not back. We're doing sponsors. We're going to thank some of our sponsors right now. Listen, first of all, Dan, you can help me out with this. And yes, Kelly, you can help too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We have official sponsors of the show right now. Mm-hmm. If you buy anything on the internet, if you buy anything, you can buy groceries, if you buy sunglasses, any of the tech talk stuff that we do on here, you can go to Amazon.com and buy it. Ships to your house in days. You can actually pick it overnight or 5 day or 2 day or 3 day. It's fun. I order off Amazon all the time. But if you're a fan of the podcast, you want to help us out, you can just go to our page on Riotcast, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Do you know what? Do page. Don't go to fucking us. Don't go to Riotcast. Don't go to another fucking podcast on the site. Go to our site, hit the Amazon button, and buy from there. Mm. And what that does, it helps you. It helps Amazon. It helps us.
It helps everybody.
We get a small percentage. But here's a spread the word. Have other people do it. Whatever you do, whatever you buy, get it off of our site, Amazon.com. There's a new sponsor of the show. I got the first check, $13. Here's the thing. Is we one little...
Baby steps.
Also, the bigger things you buy, the more money you get off of it.
That's true. If you're going to buy a boat...
Yeah.
You know, maybe a fucking...
That is a great callback, Dan.
Maybe a 25-foot Boston fucking whaler.
Fucking Beantown.
Boston fucking whaler.
Fucking Beantown.
Buy it off Amazon.com, but buy it from our page. Do you know what, dude? Podcast page on Riotcast.com. Make sure you buy it. Don't go to anybody else's. Fuck everybody.
Don't fucking go to no one else's.
Listen to their shows.
Don't fucking.
But you don't buy it. Don't buy Amazon.
Don't fucking.
Fucking great network.
Yeah.
But just
don't buy.
Don't buy anything.
Don't do it.
Us.
You buy it all from us.
Us. We siphon it.
Because if we don't fucking survive, they don't fucking survive.
We are what they call the host. Yeah. They are the leeches.
So anyways, we... And another sponsor is...
Gamefly.com.
Gamefly. If you like Netflix... Which I do.
Love it.
Love it.
It's the video game Netflix.
You just remembered some of the stuff that they wrote. It is. If you like Netflix and you love video games, you'll love Gamefly. I'm a member. You can go right now to gamefly.com/YKWD. Gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up. You're going to get 2 free weeks, which is a $22.95 value. All right. 2 free weeks of renting whatever games you want. The best part of it, you don't have to fucking pay for this $60 game. And then you're done playing it. And you got to go back. You get $4 for it. You know, it stinks. Get the games, rent them, play them, and send them back. Get another game. And then if you don't like that game, get another game. Go back to the game you like. You can, I think, 2 games at a time. And it's very cheap. And for right now, if you go to gamefly.com/YKWD, join up. Through that, you're helping us. You're helping yourself. And you can cancel it anytime you want. That's the best part. No, nothing. You can cancel it anytime you want. But if you get it, you're not going to want to cancel it. If you're a fucking nerd like me, you like video games, you like experimenting with new games that you probably wouldn't buy because they're still $50, $40 at the game, you can just get them. And it's cheap. You're saving yourself money. You're giving us money. And you're giving a big corporation like Gamefly a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah. He sold me. Yeah,
it pays for itself. It's awesome. It's awesome. Stop fucking around with stupid $60 games that are just going to sit there and collect dust. Go to Gamefly.com, YKWD/YKWD, and join right now. 2 free weeks, and it's the best thing you're going to do for yourself. That's it. And we have unofficial sponsors, of course. Laugh button.
Yes. Laughbutton.com.
The Laugh Button, you guys. You got any stuff coming up that you want to promote real quick?
Goodness, what do we have coming up?
We're looking for something for the CMJ Marathon in October.
We're putting a show together to be determined.
Yep.
We just redesigned the website and relaunched it. Whole new layout, look to it.
So awesome.
Putting up a lot of our interviews on from Just for Laughs still. We had a lot of interviews with some comics that we're putting up there.
Talked to a bunch of great people. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, just check out the website, and if you like it, tell a friend and share some stories.
Yeah, man, spread the word. You guys, I go to a few websites, Gizmodo, CNN, Laugh Button. Those are the websites I go to check out my shit. When I wake up, I get my phone, I check out these websites. Of course, I go to Twitter and all that shit, but these are the websites that I check out on my phone. You guys got the app coming out soon?
No, we don't have an app coming out soon, but we got to get on that.
Get the fuck on that.
Well, we just relaunched the site, and hopefully we'll be able to launch an app for sure. So.
Well, the site comes up pretty cool on the iPhone anyways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
It's launched. It's optimized for mobile, all that kind of good
stuff. Yeah, so you're good to go. Make sure you check out them out. Check out Laugh Spin, another fan.
Laugh Spin and Cringe Humor.
Great guys.
Does anyone know the new clubs over here?
The Stand. It's I heard by end of August. Oh. Just talking to those guys the other day.
Yeah. Are you still thinking Yowza of Fitness?
No.
No.
Not okay. Right now, but you can. No. But I really do want to thank Cringe Humor and The Stand. Patrick, they came on the show. I want to get Patrick back on. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We have a lot of fucking history, me and that big motherfucker.
Yeah, did I tell you what happened? He set me up with someone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did you fuck him?
No.
You didn't fuck him.
You did.
No, not yet.
All right, hang on. We're in the fucking promos. Let's get to that, you slut. Talking to Dan.
Yeah. And also, I've got the address for if fans want to send through some...
I got the first thing. Somebody sent us a pencil drawing of Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Where is it?
It's at my house.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get a frame. We're going to bring it in. So a fan did it. We Kelly's Elephant. We got the life-size...
Fake Robert Kelly.
Fake Robert Kelly from you guys.
Look at the bubble machines up there that you gave me and Dan that day.
So this room is starting to fill up.
I met a fan in Syracuse, came out to a show. Alex, he wanted to send in a picture as well. So what's the address?
The address is 676 A 9th Avenue, 424 New York, New York, 10036.
Still doing that same accent.
I think I just lost sight in my left eye. I don't think it's Lyme disease. I think it's fucking Australian disease. I think my body's shutting down because I'm around Kelly.
Yeah. That was very long-winded, Robert.
It was.
Very long-winded.
I called you Robert.
Robert?
Very long-winded,
all right,
Robert.
So those are our sponsors. All right, we're back. We're about to find out if Dan has AIDS.
Dan's got AIDS.
Dan's got AIDS.
AIDS award.
Dude, what if?
Oh my God. She does.
What if we're joking about you having AIDS and then you find out that you have AIDS?
That's and that's why your armpits were so sore for so long.
Jesus Christ, Kelly.
Oh my God, then I'm going to
stop my heart.
Cutthroat savage.
That's probably the Lyme's disease, actually.
Oh my God, that almost stopped my heart. I was taking a bite of my sandwich and that was so funny. You have fucking armpit AIDS.
It was funny. See?
It's not funny at all.
It was funny.
You have lymph nodes.
Armpit,
in your armpit
AIDS would be funnier if you did, if there wasn't such thing as armpit cancer.
Yeah, thank you. Now I'm really freaked out.
What is it? Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. He could have that.
Why are you guys fucking, you guys suck.
You don't really have armpit cancer. It's more like in the lymph nodes or
yeah,
breast
the lymph
cancer.
Nodes are in your armpits.
Yeah.
You, got can- you have cancer in your armpits?
Oh,
what?
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, he wrote, she didn't, he wrote, did she give you any diseases? And I wrote, no. Why? And then he wrote, thinking about fucking her.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
We're okay.
Hope
that's,
she has
that's, like that's like the Hedberg joke. That's a very roundabout STD testing system. That didn't get a laugh, but I have a plethora of STDs,
I just
so
think
take
we
that
listening.
Shit serious.
We just weren't listening, Jay.
Here's the deal.
Great. And it was a Mitch Hedberg joke.
So let's go back to... Are you on the phone?
Oh.
Are you on the phone?
Do I look like I'm on the phone?
Okay. Wow. Anyways, this book is... this book we were talking about before is actually pretty funny. It's actually really cool if you... it's actually I would read this. What's wrong?
There you go.
What happened? What'd I do?
Cool.
It just seemed like you were definitely thinking about something other than the book.
Okay. I'll agree. I'll admit it. You
like
want to know what
like
it was?
Like
the sandwich.
It was my sandwich.
You were like this. This book is.
You were like
good.
Yeah, like a teacher a that was trying to lead yeah. class while thinking about his bills. Like yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt the host, but I'm gonna read the book. Wow. On the train right now because I got to run to a
Whiplash.
Yeah. Whiplash. Good if you guys want to see me at Whiplash 3 weeks ago.
good for you, Joe.
I will be at Whiplash 3 weeks ago.
Have fun, buddy.
Thanks for ignoring me saying goodbye, Bobby. I was
good luck. You got some good material tonight.
Appreciate you.
Remember,
Joe, I am so
ticks.
Sorry.
Yeah, the tick stuff was on fire. It was great.
You were killing tonight,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. I'll hear about it on Twitter, I'm sure. People will say, hey, Tiny Mouth, you douche.
Can I just,
you thought you were funny. You should die.
Say, I
who
saw
said
someone,
that?
What's that?
Who said you should die?
Well, I don't want to get into that.
I want to get into that.
I'm
fucking.
Scared to death.
Of what?
Person.
No. Did you see what he wrote me?
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
I didn't see
what did he write you?
He wrote, this guy wrote like, I don't know which one, who I want to piss on more, you or Joe Listener. And then I wrote back, well, can we both pee on you? And then he wrote.
No, that's not the same guy.
No, that was the same guy. And then the guy wrote, he wrote, oh, shit, I think I did something wrong. Joe List blocked me. And I wrote, yeah, you know the rule, smiley face or let him know you're joking. And
because a little while ago he was giving shit to Joe.
No, that was a different
and,
guy.
No,
no
it's the same
guy.
I know, because the guy emails me.
Don't yell at
and
me.
I, no. And I messaged him. Because Joe was like, who's this guy? And I messaged him, and I went, why are you giving Joe List a hard time? Back off.
He was writing, die. I want you to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you and
joking.
Die.
He was joking.
I remember
which
that,
is a little nerve-wracking, because it's very easy in this day and age to find me. I'm publicly saying where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shot in the fucking face.
Yeah, but nobody goes to Brooklyn. Listen. Nobody. They're not going to kill a middle act, okay?
Well, he said he was joking. When I said, what are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry, Dan. Was that?
Joking.
I apologize.
That hit kind of close to home, Bobby.
You made him choke now.
You made me choke on tuna.
why would you do
it
that?
Hurts.
In
it
the
stings.
Mic.
Apologize. So here's the deal. You're fine, dude. First of all, nobody wants you to really die. Nobody wants you to die,
no
dude. You're fine.
These, no one wants you dead.
Here's the deal. These fucking look at. I get it too, dude. You know how many times, you know, you put something out there. I get so fucking envious of these people who can actually say, "Wow, I had a really great day today. This, I did that, and this, and I really want to thank these people." Because if I do that, I get fucking nine fucking fat fuck fucking fucking really good for you. Nobody cares. You fucking
faggot.
Cunt. Die, fuck. It's like, what the fuck?
I gotta say faggot.
That's just the fans. That's why I haven't put the smiley face, because at least then you know I'm kidding. I'm fucking joking. This guy didn't do that. He said fucking die. But I knew, I could see, I read his other stuff, and he was kind of like, I fucked up. Look, at some of these guys don't know any fucking better. Okay? Really? They don't fucking know. Yeah. It's some idiot who is just fucking, you know, has a thing in his hand that he can just try to be bust balls, and he doesn't know how to fucking do it. He's probably in the woods. He probably catches alligators for fucking...
Alligators?
Alligators.
He lives in Bushwick.
For, well, you really fucking both just stepped on the end of that funny...
I was just saying, let's be honest.
He lives in the most notoriously dangerous neighborhood in the city.
You know what's weird?
You know what? I wasn't going to catch a hot bandana on the end of that one.
Man, I saved you from a bandana.
I just tried to enhance alligators to make it fun.
Alligators. You know
he doesn't
weird.
Hunt alligators. He lives in the murder capital of New York.
Where is
Bushwick,
that?
Bushwick.
Oh, the guy lives in Bushwick? Oh, dude, that guy? Oh, shit. You know what, dude?
We
watch
should edit
back.
This out. But this
watch
guy had emailed me a few times.
I would try to smile bigger so he doesn't know it's you.
Damn. But he emailed a few times going.
Put a dime in your mouth.
Speaking of bigger, let's get a picture of you next to the cutout from last year.
Oh, that was two fucking zing-zongs in a row.
Wow. Yes!
First of all,
the audience is laughing.
Pregnazone makes you retain water.
Pregnazone.
Go ahead, Kelly. What
I really
saying?
Do have to go.
No, it was just silly.
Dan, I mean, Joe.
Murdered. I don't want to get murdered.
Joe,
here.
No, Joe, I want to tell you this because the guy had messaged me a few times going, he's like, let's have a day-date. And I was like, ha-ha, I don't think so. And back and forth, to the point where I was like...
I would have to live that in real time. Ha-ha, I don't think so.
Anyway.
Are you sure? Ha-ha, I really don't think so.
And then I responded by saying, well, no, thank you, but I appreciate the effort. And then he wrote back and he said, well, no, I don't think so.
Just please, shut up.
So,
and I forgot to put the at symbol in front of his name so he didn't...
Wallaby!
Some guy wrote me, fucking enough with the fucking Kelly accent. It's getting tired.
Go fuck yourself.
I love it.
I don't get it. It's like, I got tuner on my mic.
Anyway, this guy was like, give me a chance, to the point where I was like, fuck, I think I'm going to give this guy a chance.
And then what were you like?
But then when he did the thing to Joe, I was like, never going to happen now. You fuck with Joe.
Now you're going to get me killed. Are you crazy? No,
hang on one second.
You don't make a killer hornier?
Kelly, go ahead. Say what you're saying, right? You fuck with Joe what?
You fuck with Joe, you fuck with me.
Yeah.
Because incredibly loyal to my friends, and no one fucks with my friends.
You fuck with Joe, you're never getting to your pussy.
Now I'm going
to
get murdered. Seriously, can we cut this out? This guy's trying to kill me. Now he's finding out he's not going to fuck Kelly because of me?
No one treats my Joe like that. Nobody. So if you're out there and you're listening.
I'm not joking. Okay,
she's signing your death. She's signing your death warrant.
Listen. I want to cut this out. This is
nobody's
fucking
gonna,
horrible.
Let me tell you something. Nobody's gonna fucking touch you, Joe. This kid likes you.
No, he doesn't.
Gary
he
does.
He's telling me I want to die.
No, he does like.
He's telling me I should die.
Let me show you a tweet.
Going, say that to you on the show.
Let me show you a tweet. He said.
That's right. This is your solution for getting me off the hook with a murderer?
Nobody
going,
wants
to I was
going to
blow
you.
Him, but then list.
Yeah, so if he's listening, I'm not going
bananas.
Out with you.
Yeah, but think of the story that Laugh Button could do on that.
We're on top of it. We're on top of this.
The expose.
The life and death of
I'm
Joe
just
List.
Surprised that
look,
Joe
you know,
is so disappointed in his own death that he won't
hang
even
on.
Be proud
hang
of
on.
That.
Go ahead.
I fucked up. Sometimes I shit on Joe List. He actually blocked me. I feel bad. I'm a hater.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. That's it. No,
but what
Joe.
She just said
Joe.
Supersedes that.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't supersede it.
Listen
it
to me.
It fucking does.
You, should,
I would
get,
kill
you should get mad more often.
Yeah.
Stretch
like,
your lips
yeah,
out.
The one before.
Dude, I've never seen your mouth this big.
I'm gonna stretch Kelly's lips out. See how that guy likes that. All right. That's a good joke. That was a fucking great one.
Oh, I thought it was a thick dick joke. Because you got a thick dick, apparently.
Yeah, thick dick. Big.
When I said it was a Kelly joke, I meant. I just thought
I hideously defended Joe just then, and all he did was get angry at me. And I'm like, Joe, like, come on.
Yeah, you defended me.
Joe,
in
you
gotta
go.
You, were like,
you have to go.
I know, I'm gonna miss my
Fuck,
fucking.
Get out of here.
You're gonna miss your five.
It's not that I don't appreciate you.
Could
defending
have saved
me.
Your own life,
you're
but you know, you run into a comedy show.
You're defending me.
You'd
in
rather
a way.
Not die and not thank me.
Your way of defending me is telling a person who wants me
and
dead.
I was nice.
You almost had this pussy. But then you went and fucked with Joe List. And now I'm going to make sure you never get this.
Pussy, this guy's just sharpening a fucking knife listening to this podcast.
Now he's going to rape me and call me Kelly the whole time. And he's kill me.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's not going for your mouth. Now I'll take that back.
Now you're in on the jokes all of a sudden.
Joe, you got to get out of here.
Listen, you got to go, Joe. God, hey, everybody, Joe List.
Yeah.
Joe List.
What's your Twitter?
Joe-less comedy. This is like Quinn's joke. You, right? Everyone's just going to start shitting on me when I leave. I'm not fucking leaving. Fuck it. I'll cancel the gig.
No, you
got to go. At Joe-less, right?
Joe-less comedy.
At Joe-less comedy on Twitter. Fucking could you, God damn it, just come out of the woodwork and be nice to Joe. Say some nice things to him. Let somebody, you know what? It feels good when somebody says nice shit.
It does.
It really.
I want to know what love is.
Until he does
I that. Want you to show me.
Anyway, I love all of you.
And,
and
can we just put out there that can we just also ask if Joe Liss can actually follow me on Twitter? That'd be good too.
Yeah,
oh!
Joe.
Oh!
What was it? I missed it.
You don't follow Stuka.
You don't follow Stuka on
follow
Twitter?
I follow a lot of people. I don't know.
You follow me?
I don't
on purpose. Just like DeRosa.
Do you follow me?
I follow you.
All right, good.
I follow everybody. What the I'll follow you. What the fuck?
All right, off you guys.
I don't fucking
see you later, Joe.
That's fucked up, though. We do. We look at in here. We have a bond. Okay, the apocalypse happens. We are all fucking helping each other survive.
And I'm wearing the bandana.
First rate, something.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
I still love you, Joe.
All right.
Bye,
Joe. I'll talk to you later. Joe, see you later, Joe.
Bye,
bye Joe.
Bye.
See you later, Joe. Bye.
See
you,
Joe.
Joe.
Watch your back, Joe.
Take it easy, Joe.
Watch your back. For that door.
Joe.
Joe, don't leave. Don't leave, Joe. Right. Don't leave.
Hang on. Joe, we can hear you fake walking. No wonder you haven't booked anything. You can't even fake walk.
Get out of here so I can talk about you.
All right.
Wow, Kelly, you're showing us your tits?
Guys, look how big my boobs have gotten.
Kelly.
Wow, we're all grabbing them.
Kelly, why are you sucking everybody's cock?
All right, why'd you have to do that? I mean, that's just...
I just took it too far?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do, Ace.
What's wrong with you?
All right.
So. Yeah, that's a very Joe DeRosa thing not to follow someone back.
Joe DeRosa doesn't follow anybody.
Oh, yeah. Joe. Oh, we got to give list. Go get him. Go get him.
What?
Go get him. We've got to give him his gift. The guys gave him his Yeti microphone. Go get him. Yeah. Bring him back up here.
Right there.
She's yelling in the hallway.
It's all right. Go get him. Joe! So anyways, we...
Joe!
I hope she gets fucking elbowed by Ava.
Ava's like...
this fucking podcast has been crazy.
Who are you waiting to call? Who are you
waiting
for?
Well, somebody was going to call.
Who was going to call? Joe DeRosa?
This fucking twat was going to call.
Who?
Well, I'll call her. Let me see if she's...
Oh, is it Kathy K? Is it Kathy K? Is that who it is?
Why?
That's just really funny.
Why is it Kathy K?
I don't know.
Why would it be Kathy K?
I was putting money on it.
Why would it be her, though?
Because.
Because you what?
You don't turn it down.
Oh, shit. Can't hear. What was that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kathy.
I nailed it. I fucking knew it.
Here's the deal. Yeah, she was pissed at you.
Yeah, because I stopped following her.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Why'd you stop following her?
I was in a bad mood, and it was just annoying the shit
out
of
me. She only puts positive things out there.
No.
Literally, like, you know, what was she, like, life is what you make
it. Didn't make sense. It didn't make sense.
Who did you stop following?
It made me fucking angry, and it didn't make sense. And I was in a really bad mood, and I didn't want to hear that. And it upset me. I was on the train coming back from Syracuse, and I read her tweet, and it fucking irked me.
It irked you. Hey, but she's just...
I think Kathy's all right. I don't have a problem with Kathy.
Right? Okay.
Kathy that was on the show that time?
Yeah, but I stopped following her on Twitter and she got upset. I knew she was going to know, too.
How did she know?
Because there's
she's
a
got
fucking...
171 followers.
Ah, man. See, when you got 1,700, you're at 50.
Yeah.
Well, you but here's the thing. It's when people unfollow.
Why
you.
Do
oh, really?
It's fuck nothing that. Personal against her.
You just hated her tweets.
Yeah. It just fucking annoyed me. There's people that
annoy
me.
You know how annoyed you have to be to unfollow somebody?
It was like... what was the tweet? It was like, your life won't change until change is in your life. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I was just, I had this family behind me that were just these fucking poster for every reason that terrorists hate us. They were just like loud on the Amtrak. They're like, is this New York? Is this New York?
Honey?
We're fucking, oh my God.
What
and
stop
I was
is
trying
that?
To sleep and they were just fucking being shit faces. Then I get on Twitter and I got annoyed. Yeah. At a moment of weakness, I'll follow her again if it makes her feel better.
Listeners of the show were giving Joe List shit on Friday because I wrote to Joe going, Joe, you don't follow me. Come on, make my day. And they were all like, Joe, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And he still didn't do it.
I'll follow her again. I mean, I don't.
Dude, I say you stick to your guns.
No, fucking don't follow
her. Be a goddamn man.
Wait for a reason.
Fucking annoyed me.
Wait for
she
a
was
reason.
Mad, though.
Well, I don't care. She's my mom.
She was going to call up and fucking curse you out.
Curse me out. Oh, write tweets that don't sound like you're fucking coming out of surgery and you're just speaking gibberish.
Yeah, let her call him
like
out.
When you wake up someone, when you wake
I
up
know we got it.
When you wake someone up from surgery.
What happens? Dan gets riled up.
Let me explain to you what a pilot is.
Hold on real quick. Let's get back to this anesthesia.
Fuck it. When Dan gets riled up, it's good. I'm like, let her call him out on it because he'll fucking crush her. She won't be able to fight back and she might cry at the end.
No, she won't. No, she won't. I've seen Kathy fight. She fights like a goddamn gator. Down in the muck.
Oh, I miss
she
gator.
She goes slapping and clapping a goddamn gator fight.
I fucking miss
the goddamn gator.
The goddamn gator fight.
We got the Joe DeRosa coming to the blade with the goddamn gator fight.
I went down into the bar and I saw DeRosa on his birthday and he was covered in a swamp of whiskey and it was like a goddamn
gator fight.
I got my backpack taken at Joe DeRosa's birthday party.
What happened?
Fuck.
I had my backpack at DeRosa's birthday party.
Which one?
I know. One of
there was
eight,
many of them.
His sweet 16s that he has every year.
Would you go to? Did you go to the industry one or the industry friend one?
I went to the post industry. No, but I went to the one at the bar. I went to both of them, but I went to the bar, and I put my bag down, and
music from outside. It's okay. Oh, keep going.
I put my bag down. I'm having a drink with another comic, and then I go to the bathroom and look to see where my bag is, and it's gone. And the bouncer's like, "Yeah, I saw two teenage kids in here." He's like, "They snuck in, and I saw them high stepping with their bag." Here's the crazy shit. One Patrick from the Creek in the Cave is outside smoking a cigarette with me, and he goes, "You know what happened?" He goes, "Did you have anything in there?" I go, "No, I had my joke book and a novel that I'm reading." And he goes, "You know what? Guarantee they threw it in the trash." We walk down. It's on 14th Street. We're in between 7th and 8th. We walk towards 7th. I don't see it. I'm like, dude, fuck it, man. It was a book. I'll buy it. It's an old joke book. I go back inside, have a drink, come back out. Patrick comes around the corner from 8th Avenue. Fucking boom, bag in hand. He's like, I found it around the corner.
Yeah, nothing will make a fucking kid throw something he stole away than shitty jokes.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't understand I do them in voices, and that's what makes them
it's
better.
Goddamn, get a fight when I get a corn dog.
Like, what the fuck does mean, man? Motherfucking goddamn gator fight? That don't mean nothing,
so
man.
The kids who stole it were white?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, they went
from
to
Louisiana?
They went to St. Regis.
Ooh, phone's ringing. Curse him out. Dan, do it.
No,
please.
I'm fine with this.
I'm going to get a girl boner.
I like Bobby's face.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I got it down. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, you're still on?
Hang on, Kathy. We need to... Hang on, we need to lower you.
Okay.
We need to put it on Kathy tone. Go ahead, talk.
You got to lower the volume?
Yeah, we have to put it on Kathy voice.
I'll try not to laugh. I'll try not to give your listeners the horrendous laugh.
Okay, Kathy, we were just talking about it, that Dan knows why you're calling.
Why? You told him? I thought we were going
to,
like,
well, you're supposed to.
Him.
No, oh, but... you guys were going to ambush me, Bobby?
Whoa!
That's what you were planning on doing?
Well, go get him, Dan!
Yeah, you kind of figured that out. I fucking...
Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah.
And I called
him. So instead you're sandbagging me.
I'm not CNN. It's a fucking dumb podcast. And this fucking kooky broad is mad at you.
Well, you got two good points. You have two very solid, rock solid points.
Yeah, I'm not fucking. It's not this chick you banged in high school and your kids on the other line.
Yeah, that would have been creepy.
Dan, go ahead, explain to Dan why you're mad. Everybody, this is you. If you don't know who this is, then you're not a fan of the show.
Then you need to go back and listen to the greatest episode ever.
Yeah, this is Kathy K. She went on a date with
former lover of Drew DeRosa.
Yeah. Yeah, she went
him out.
She went on a date with Joe D.
Dangerous Joe.
And it didn't go too well, right, Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, Joe thought it went worse than I did. I had fun, but he was pretty pissed.
Yeah, but you fucking dated crack addicts before, so. And then you went on a date with Dan.
Yeah.
And you had a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like Dan.
And then you looked on your Twitter. And you saw that Dan...
I think we followed each other that night.
Yeah.
And then he just broke up with me.
I didn't break up with you. I just stopped following you. I was in a very... I was on the Amtrak coming back from Syracuse.
I explained to what you... Because it's on the show. She's going to hear it.
Yeah. So anyway...
Well, I can't hear Dan. Could you give Dan the phone? Because he's so muffled.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now people are... How about now?
Yeah. She's got you.
Okay. So I was irritated on the Amtrak, and just one of your tweets I didn't think made sense, and I was feeling frisky, so I unfollowed you.
Well, okay, that's how I, you know, that makes sense. I get it. I was like, I mean, I was calling Robert for something else, but I decided to just tell him, like, oh, because I do the who unfollowed me on Twitter thing, you know, .com.
What the fuck? Like,
what a fucking asshole.
Wait a minute, you fucking cock fucking sucker.
What?
You said to me, you were pissed at the time. Now you're not pissed.
Yeah.
But you were pissed at the time, and you were like, I want to talk to him. I go, call him the show. It'd be funny. And now you're like, I wasn't that mad. I get it. I understand.
No, you know me. I've been mad at a piece of lint for 20 minutes. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah,
and
that's,
like,
I got mad, and that's why.
Oh, fuck you, Dan.
Why would Dan believe me?
I told her. I said. I was irritated. The tweet, I read it. It didn't make sense, so I unfollowed it.
You said it was stupid.
I said it didn't make sense.
You said it was stupid.
But I'm sure it was. That's cool. That's fine.
Fuck you!
No, Bobby, your whole little plot unfoiling right in front of you.
Well, guess who's fucking hanging up on your face?
Well, wait, but no, I mean, dude, I never really read your.
Thank you.
Wow,
that's great.
Just like that, boom.
Just that's how this fucking show works.
Yeah.
She fucking
one and done, right?
One. No, she'll be back on. She's a crazy bitch.
She. Right. I mean, she is. Right. I want so much self confidence.
I want to get to this. First of all, Joe walked out without a fucking beautiful gift that the boys brought from Laugh Button. You guys are so good to us, man.
We are.
You really are. You're fucking unbelievable to us. You've hooked us up with microphones, and another thing too that helps this show, you give us Yeti mics. Mm-hmm. Each individual person on the show,
Her name's Kelly. Her last name's Festuca.
Baby, yeah, you know that.
She's
I was
on
fucked
the show
up
for a couple months.
Fuck off.
I know she's got some weight in her blouse, and it's changing the way you're talking.
She's called a blouse?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Her fucking top nighty?
Her top nighty?
That's like what you wear on. That's what you should wear on your anniversary with your husband.
Well, wow. She gave me a present.
Yeah, she gave you an elephant that she bought from the fucking bodega. I saw her buy it. It's $4.
Trunks up.
It's a trunks up, man.
It's good luck with a trunks
fucking
up.
Fucking trunks up, kid.
I know it is. Trunks
she
up.
She cares about my fucking show.
And what, my Guinness Pebble? Nothing?
I told you.
I brought that back from overseas.
Did anyone notice that what I said before? I'm like, you get those free when
Kelly,
you go to the
no
Guinness
one cares
factory.
Anyway,
because I've been
it's
there
not
before.
A factory. It's called a store.
I want to talk about this. You guys, you gave us. Now, here's the thing. I get this all the time about fucking, I want to start a podcast. How do you use? How do you start it? Get a Yeti microphone.
It's
if you're new at fucking podcasting, you want a podcast, you don't want to spend fucking $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, get a Yeti microphone. It's $100-something. Get them off of Amazon.fucking.com.
Yeah.
.com. Go to Riotcast.com. / Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
And get yourself a Yeti microphone.
Dude, Yeti mics are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We had so much fun when I was in that hotel in Philly cutting promos when we were Skyping.
Yeah. Unfucking believable.
Back when I had my long, luscious hair.
Here's the thing with the Yeti microphone, too, is that it has four different settings. You can have one person, two people. You can
three
get the
people,
whole,
four people, five get, people, six.
You can make it into a condenser mic where it picks up everybody. If you're starting out a podcast, you want to just fuck around and not spend the money, and you know you start out on a high level,
yeah,
but a low level as far as easy to use,
yeah,
but on a very high level as far as audio goes. Voss and Bonnie used one for their first fucking 50 episodes of their podcast. I used one Yeti microphone.
We used the Yeti mic for the Ghost episode in Chicago.
Yeah, because you carry yours around with you because you do a lot of promos for the show.
Yeah.
Kelly has one when she does promos for the show. You plug it right in. You put on GarageBand, and you get a fucking sick-ass mic that's crystal clear, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Can't stop, won't stop.
And we brought one for Joe.
And you brought now Joe List has one, and I mean you know the mic is a little big for his mouth, but here's the thing,
right?
They're coming out with an adapter. It's called Baby Mic.
Baby Mic.
That's actually bringing me to this next thing. We're gonna do a little tech talk with you guys. Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
And then we're gonna what's that?
We do a song.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Okay.
But hang on. Okay. We're gonna. I'm here against doctor's orders, by the way.
Because
Robert Kelly is performing against doctor's orders. Robert Kelly is performing against doctor's orders. Hey, we can name this episode Zung, right?
Yeah. I was going to name it.
I was going to name it The Toenails.
There's a lot of names.
The tick and the toenails.
Bobby Wood.
Bobby Wood.
I like Bobby Wood's own.
If you read the card I put onto the bag, that's what I said. I'm like, congrats, Bobby Wood.
There was a card?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom. Where's the bag?
What? That's not a bandana. That's just pointing out a fact.
I can't believe you.
Oh, it meant to be funny.
You're ruthless
funny.
Wow. With the bandana.
Shut up.
I'm going to be.
Yeah, I know.
She's so sweet. You're a very genuine person, Kelly.
She is.
I really mean that. Aww. You're a very sweet person. You're very genuine.
Clinging to her citizenship here.
And if comedy could ever become as genuine as you are.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Wow. Kelly, you're fucking beautiful. Yeah. Really, thank you for that. That means a lot. And Dan, thank you for
Guinness Pebble.
Just being you.
I was gonna call it Trunks Up.
Aww.
Trunks Up's good.
Oh, wow.
Drunks up good. Zung is Zung? Hilarious.
Dan, I do things for you. I always try and play
you do.
I want to talk about... I want.
Ding.
Have you guys ever fucked?
When you let her watch your apartment.
You fucked her in my...
No.
First of all, I said no fucking.
No, we've never been at your apartment at the same time.
Why couldn't you say apartment?
Because
why didn't that come out?
Never.
You better not fuck people in my place, especially this fucking monster.
I told you, I was dating a guy when I was house sitting, and he wanted to come over, and I said no.
Mm-hmm. Did you try the ice?
I jeopardized getting dick.
This is how good
for you.
This is how good friend sentence.
Oh, come on, Dan,
come
get
out
it out,
my
Bob.
Face.
Come on.
I had a rule with Bobby, and it was no fucking on his bed.
Yeah, but you fucked everywhere else.
Yep.
That doesn't count. I got your fucking... Dude, you fucking fucked
condoms,
everywhere.
Baby.
Yeah, but
condoms,
yeah, but when you do, you had to take it off somewhere.
And I did it surgically.
Where did you do it in the kitchen? Tell me where you did it in the kitchen.
The kitchen was being
I know
rebuilt.
You have just a thumping vein on the top of your cock.
I do. I have a nice, thick blue vein.
Did you do it on the
stairs? I bet your dick looks like your forearm.
It does. It's all hairy.
Yeah, it just has...
Got hair on the shaft.
Sparse hair on the shaft.
Oh,
it, it does.
Yeah. Listen, she didn't fuck anybody in my house.
Did
you beat off?
Yeah, she
no.
did. You didn't flick the bean on the bench in the shower?
Yeah.
You don't know how to live life.
Honest to God.
I watched Monday Night Football while jerking off, while sitting down.
You fucking jerked off in my shower?
Yeah. Why don't you go check every episode that we talked about that?
Oh, yeah. I probably tried to never think about that.
Putting the cum down the drain and it wouldn't go down because it's too thick. And you had to use your toe.
Chris, do you jerk off?
Do you? What? Yeah, that is a good
I've always
question.
Wanted
a man.
I always wanted to ask like the head of something very important.
The most inappropriate question.
Well, you turned it on me.
Yeah.
You rub
I know, out. I know. He jerks off. I know he jerks
well,
off.
Well, what's the joke from the 40-year-old virgin? I've jerked off twice since I've been here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you cranked one out? No, it's okay.
Are you asking me or
no,
Chris?
No, I'm asking Chris.
When you were eating your sandwich.
Lexi's men
he did call for the bathroom break.
Oh
my God,
nice.
You guys are failing.
I gotta clean
are you
bathroom,
sure you
should have
done a comedy website? Maybe you should do a quip website.
We never claimed to be funny.
Maybe you should do how to be a funny bartender website.
I did it.
Now, what are you staring at, you fucking low blood chicken cocksucker?
Why you gotta bring bartenders into this?
What? You're not a bartender?
Maybe I know a lot of them.
I'm gonna
and maybe they're good people.
Yeah, really? I'm going to mix a drink and hit you with it.
It sounds delicious.
All right, listen, we got to get the fuck out of here. You guys, thank you so much for coming by. Did you have fun?
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Do you like the new studio?
Studio's
love
great.
It.
It's fucking cool, right? It's a little more comfortable hang. Yeah.
Last time we were on, it's in your house. So.
Yeah, which was fun, but this is the shit. So
we watched it grow.
Yeah, and it's going to get bigger. We're getting even bigger. We got a big announcement coming out on the Riotcast Network.
Riotcast.com.
Join the riot.
Join the riot, Riotcast.
But we're going to do a little tech talk right now and get the fuck out of here. We need to videotape this.
Yep.
Do you want to videotape it? Or who's
no,
you videotape
you
it? Here we go. This is the new thing on Tech Talk. We videotape it. We put it in with the video. We actually want to give you... You're going to do the video this week. Do you take video at all?
No, because you said...
Right. You have a video, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put it out.
We were going to give it to you if you wanted to.
We do. We're gonna. Yeah. So you put it out, and we're going to put it out on the actual Riotcast.
You put it out, and then we'll...
We're going to add this on the end of it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. We're going to do a little...
Tech Talk
with Bobby and friends. Hang on, you guys didn't do it.
I'm a shitty singer.
Right, it's okay.
One more time.
We're in Avenue Q.
For those cheap seats down the back.
Not a fucking.
Should have said Wicked.
You think we're in Wicked?
There you go.
Ready?
You think we're in Lion King?
Hey,
you think we're in fucking morals? Is that no? Are right, you guys ready? We're gonna do it. We're gonna do a little
Tech Talk with Bobby and friends.
Keep it. No.
Today we're gonna be talking about the. I've had my eye. I've had my eye on this. It's called. I'm getting to it. I'm fucking teasing you, fucking ass.
I punch up.
All right, here we go.
No, you don't.
This is from Blue Microphone. This is called the Tiki. Brand fucking new. Now, you know, I go to Gizmodo, I go to Engadget, I go to all these sites all the time. And this fucking thing is not only, this is what I love about technology, and when somebody does a gadget right, is they make it sexy. Mm-hmm. They make it sleek, they condense it, they fucking micro this thing.
Is this thing all those things you just said?
All those things and more.
Oh.
And more.
Continue.
This is basically from Blue Microphone.
Okay.
It's a new USB mic, slides right in. It can't be any bigger than fucking maybe 3 inches long, an inch across, and maybe an inch wide. Okay, but it's fucking badass. It's a mic that goes into USB, and it is pretty impressive. First of all, it has a VoIP. Okay, which is...
What was it? What is a VoIP?
A VoIP.
Voice over internet protocol?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's the deal, too. It has noise...
Nail that shit.
There you go, buddy.
Here's the thing, too. It cancels the background noise. So now when you're doing Skype, which I do a lot of interviews for, mm-hmm. I do a lot of podcasting. When I call into a podcast, and I taught you this, mm-hmm. you can use that Yeti microphone. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're in the room. Uh-huh. You use your computer microphone to Skype, you're a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're going to sound like shit on the other end. You're uh-huh. going to sound like a little bitty microphone. Mm-hmm. You put one of these Blue microphones, a USB microphone, into mm-hmm. your computer, you're going to sound like you're on a phone, uh-huh. but a house phone, not a cell phone. Uh-huh. And you're going to sound like you're in the studio with the people you're calling into.
Uh-huh.
And this new one, this Tiki, is uh-huh. the fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I love that you're doing this.
Uh-huh. Mm. Uh-huh. What else?
Which one is this?
Mm-hmm. I can't stand you. I really hate you. Uh-huh. I fucking hate you. Mm-hmm. How's this? I'm going to read a little bit. Okay, here's this. As we increasingly rely on our computers for online calls,
uh-huh.
both for work and fun, mm-hmm. it becomes obvious how easily background noise and poor intelligible can ruin your conversation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tiki was designed... Uh-huh. with noise-canceling technology.
What?
Noise-canceling technology.
Wow. What?
Never before used in a microphone to ensure that your message, uh-huh. not your surroundings,
mm-hmm.
is delivered loud and clear.
Makes sense.
Loud
mm-hmm.
and clear.
Uh-huh.
How?
Oh, ooh,
I'm going to tell you how. Tiki brings your voice... to the forefront
uh-huh.
while its patented pending technology mm. that's patented pending technology reduces background noise
uh-huh.
computer fans keyboard typing and other unwanted sounds
oh,
like
tell me about it tell me about it oh, how many times
what are you doing nothing doesn't sound like nothing.
Just a dog drinking out of a bowl of water. Just really.
And here's the best part about this. No cables, motherfucker.
Wireless.
Cable free.
Wireless.
No, there's no line from it going into the computer. It goes right into the fucking USB.
Unbelievable.
Boom.
Oh.
You got your fucking Tiki, dude. You got your fucking sound canceling surround, dude.
You're Joe Bovino.
I don't know why I wanted to say that. I just wanted to say Joe Bovino.
Friend of the podcast.
This fucking Tiki thing right now is CD quality sound. That's the best part about it. If you use Skype, if you use your computer, this thing, and it fits in your pocket. It fits in your pocket.
I can plug in anywhere.
Plug it in anywhere. Any USB, this motherfucker plugs into. And I say motherfucker, I mean motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki, Blue Microphone.
Boom.
This I'm gonna actually use it this week.
Do
I'm
it.
Gonna come back with another review on this next week.
Do
let
it.
you know the thumbs up. Well, the thumb's way up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's not going to be a thumbs down.
It can't be.
It's going to be
impossible.
It's going to be
all those
thumb.
Features.
I'm right here. So I'm going to actually, and I got a few other things coming up in Tech Talk that is very interesting.
Presents?
No presents.
Okay.
But soon.
Yeah. Soon. Okay.
Yeah. Soon.
We love to give presents.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, there's one right. thing that fucking these guys love
yeah.
to. There's nothing better. They're the swag kings.
They are.
We work really with a lot of people. Who
greatest
do
gift
yeah.
bag.
We hook it up.
Greatest gift bag I've ever received.
Ever. Really? Ever. Whoa. Ever.
Whoa. Ever.
Whoa. And you know what?
South by Southwest. Most unbelievable.
We need to do another live show.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're working on
can
that.
We?
Yeah.
We need to do no. Oh, you know what, dude? Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to do another one, and Kelly, you'll be on it.
Yep.
And we need to fucking, you know, we need to do that again. That was a lot of fun, except for the fucking one-eyed fucking shingle sound guy.
one arm, too.
Oh, God. I get angry. Oh, I get angry quick, but it's for good reasons. And this cocksucker, the best. I mean, literally, we all work so hard.
One hand, too.
One hand, one eye. Didn't fucking hit record.
What?
The most stressful 2 hours
yeah,
of my life.
It was very stressful.
So
no.
Moment at the
not for you. You
hasn't
went to
the
you
man
went to
been
no, no, I went
through
to bed.
Enough.
You called me and I rolled over and I was like, oh, it's Bobby. He's not calling me with bad news. I'll talk to him tomorrow. And I went
that's
to
true.
Bed.
He did. That was a great outlook on life. You got to love both these guys. Very positive people.
Yeah,
seriously.
Because we're not comedians.
Nah, well, you work with us, which is fucking harder. Yeah. But that's it right there. Tiki.
True.
Tiki from Blue Microphone. Brand fucking new. Check it out. You use USB? Get this.
Boom.
Bang. That was Tech Talk
with Bobby and friends.
And that is the podcast for this week. Let's go around the room.
I'm Chris Ellis.
What? Promote something.
Promote your shit, motherfucker.
Jesus. All right, so.
Did you listen to the show?
I got this.
Check
I
out.
Okay, okay. Hey. Bang, go.
All right, check out thelaughbutton.com.
like
we're,
Chris
on,
is,
we're on Facebook and we're on
Twitter.
Oh, you're
Twitter, pointing at me.
Both at the Laugh Button. TheLaughButton.com. Go to the website.
Yeah, a lot of interviews coming up.
A lot of interviews.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Godfrey.
Godfrey.
Paul F. Tompkins.
What'd you do Godfrey
whoa.
For?
He's doing a tour up in Canada. Yeah. We did a little Q&A with him.
Oh, good. That's a great tour.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
launches
I,
in October.
I fucking love those guys. I did it, too. You'll do it someday. Kelly, maybe
just
you, too. You
tour.
Go up to
yay.
Just for Laughs. A fucking awesome tour. I love Just okay. for Laughs. I love all those people. Robbie.
Right. So great. Robbie's great. Unbelievable.
So anyway, so what's your, do you, and the syndicate, too. What's the syndicate's Twitter?
TheSyn.com, TheSyn.
Man, I like following you guys. You put a lot of good stuff out there. The syndicate puts loads of, and Laugh Button does too.
Yeah, TheLaughButton.com. We're on Twitter at TheLaughButton. We're on Facebook at TheLaughButton.
Yeah, make sure you fucking follow these guys. These guys are really supporters of funny, funny people. Kelly, what do you got?
Follow me on Twitter, KellyFastUCA, and I've got a show twice a month, first and third of every month, Tuesday. In Queens at the Courtyard Ale House, 9 o'clock, off the floor you was dumb.
Dan, get off your phone.
I'm looking at my calendar.
I don't give a fuck what you're looking at.
Host the show. And
there's no fucking phones.
Fine.
Don't find me.
Fine.
Don't you get your get that fucking face off.
Dan gives me shit that I give the big-eyed looks when I want to get in trouble. Look at him.
He does have a cute
look at
face.
That dumb face.
I can't yell
I hate
at him.
Him.
Look at him. When he does the thing,
look at him.
When he puts his arms between his legs like that.
Yeah, he just aged himself 20 years, too. Look at those squinty eyes.
Oh.
Hey. Hey.
Oh.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey, mate. Love you, mate. Shut up.
Go ahead. What else you got?
So that's off the 40th stop off at 7 at Courtyard Ale House in Queens. I host a show every first and third.
Could you fucking, Jesus Christ, speed it up. What else you got?
What's the show?
The show is a stand-up. Is a stand-up, and I host the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. We have great people.
Not me.
I would be embarrassed asking you to come.
Okay,
down.
Good. Just making sure you're on point. Okay, Dan, what do you got besides fucking?
Go, Bobby, do it.
What do you got?
August 29th.
What show do you want to promote? That why don't you promote a show?
I know.
Go ahead.
August 29th, yeah. Nashville. Zanies. I'm going to be with the sniper, Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When's he coming back? That's
awesome. He's going to be back this weekend.
Awesome.
And then September.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Come on, son.
13th through the 15th. Why don't you go to Levity Live and see me open up for Bobby Kelly?
Oh, we there?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
All right, well, check it out. I'm going to be away.
For a while.
I'm going away for, I'm leaving Wednesday. Going. I'll be, but this show will be out after that, so. They'll be in the past, so they won't even know that. But getting some. Hopefully, I don't have Lyme disease.
No, I don't. Hey, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
I don't think you do.
And hopefully, my toe fungus goes away.
Just pee on your feet in the shower.
That's how I got it.
Get that shit taken care of. Yeah.
I got it from fucking some Asian lady peeing in a fucking bucket at a pedicure place.
Piss is sterile.
Hang on, your wife does that, doesn't she? Doesn't do.
My wife doesn't do feet. She's not fucking Asian. I didn't marry a Korean Asian.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
Hey, you're accurate.
What?
Dan's getting tired.
We're all tired. We went way too long.
I got to go do a spot.
I got to fucking go home. I got to fucking do an A. I got to do a real radio show tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Right,
so sorry. Here's the deal.
You're absolutely correct.
God fucking bless America. God bless you. Go to RobertKellyLive.com. Go to iTunes. Get my app, my award-winning app. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to this fucking show and review it. Just fucking take 2 minutes out of your time and do that. Use Amazon.
Hollywood.
On our page, Gamefly.com. Support all those people that support us. You guys are fucking fantastic.
We love you
for
all.
Listening to this damn show that we put on every week for you. You guys are the best. Thank you for spreading the word, and we'll see you next
time.
Thanks,
Bobby.
Bye.
You. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.